I'll take water and Monster from now on.
Water and Monster mixed together.
Fuck me.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the XTech Gaming Podcast, a place where you come for the games.
Why did you ask the question when you're just going to start? Anyway.
Especially when someone says no.
Nobody said no.
He said no. You go, are we going to start? And he goes, and you were like, hello. And
every
welcome.
Week. I swear to God, next week.
No, Chris, you do this here. Everyone ready to go? Hello, and welcome to the XTech Gaming Podcast.
Okay, are we good to go this time?
Yo, what's up, everybody? XTech Gaming here.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the XTech Gaming Podcast, the place where you come for the games, but you stay for the truth. Home of the empty promise. My name is Chris, and tonight I'm joined in our lovely warm studio by my two good friends, Paddy McCartney.
Shalom.
And James D. Downey.
Hello.
And this is a ferociously wet and windy night. You cannot dispute, gentlemen. So we are warm and we are cozy and our bellies are full on this warm Friday night. Cold Friday night, but we're warm.
Whilst we warm give you shit for Friday it every week, mm-hmm. you need to keep it up with the blustery, cool, lovely, warm.
You feel like you're there, don't you?
Yeah.
You know, we are here.
What is Paddy? Paddy nearly always says it in every podcast.
Hi.
In every podcast. Paint me a picture, Chris. So I try painting him a picture. Okay, I think he said it like once in the last podcast, but it's like every podcast.
I have never said them words in my life.
I think Panky said it last.
Yeah, he did.
You did.
No, you did.
You said, I'll paint you a word picture, but he said paint me a picture.
Yeah, he said paint me a picture, and then I said, I'll paint you a word picture. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Today?
Yeah.
He paints with words,
I swear to God.
He uses his vocabulary.
It just shows you the shit that flows out of him.
Gentlemen, it's great to be here on the 3rd of March. We're on this day. That's right. We're back.
Did you?
I did.
Did you
do you want to go with that one first?
I think you should start with
last week.
Maybe not. Yeah, you should. Yeah, go chronological.
So, the 23rd of February, we're on this day, 1945. U.S. Marines raised the flag on Iwo Jima. Later, a famous photo, a Marine Corps War Memorial sculpture. You know that famous raising the flag?
Yeah.
1874. Okay, now this is going to take a little bit of reading because I cannot pronounce this guy's name. Major?
Laser.
Major Walker Clopton Winfield. Patents a game called Svarestike, which we now know as tennis. Yeah, a lawn tennis. 1836, the Alamo is besieged for 13 days until March 6th by Mexican Army under General Santa Anna. The entire garrison are eventually killed.
I already knew that one, actually. Yeah. You do, yeah?
Yeah.
No?
Oh, come on.
I did history.
I was joshing.
For three years, man.
But getting back to today, on this day, 3rd of March, 1943, the Battle of the Bishark Sea, or the Bishark Sea, Australia and American Air Forces devastate Japanese Navy convoy. 1991, LA police severely beat motorist Rodney King, which was captured on amateur video. 1857, the Second Opium War was declared when France and the UK declare war on China. And in 1873, US Congress enacts the Comstock Law, making it illegal to send any, I quote, obscene, lewd, or lavish books through the mail.
The Comstock Law?
Books?
Yeah.
Is that like Comstock from Bioshock Infinite?
Could well be. There you go. It's a tie into gaming. So there you go. Yeah. Everything I've said tonight ties into gaming. Speaking of books, Paddy. How did your book go?
Fantastic.
Yeah?
Fantastic.
So tell the good people what you were reading.
The Pursuit of Happiness.
And?
And it was fantastic. No, it was... When did I finish that? A few days back. It was great.
Yeah.
Absolutely fantastic. It's recommended read.
Yeah.
Big time. Yeah.
Okay. And might I ask, what is your book recommendation of this week?
The Wolf of Wall Street.
Fantastic, Paddy.
It's all about the stock market, man.
I'm glad that you kept up with that. That is going to be a recurring theme throughout our podcast. Paddy's book recommendation. A couple of birthdays today.
Ooh.
Ronan Keating.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah.
Fantastic.
Turns four. You're a big fan, dude.
Big fan. I baked him a cake. I just found out it's his birthday, but I baked him a cake.
He turns 40 today, and Jessica Biel turns 35.
There really?
Yeah. I mean,
that's so interesting.
There were a couple other birthdays, but I didn't think you'd actually enjoy those. So,
compared to those two,
I see that you did.
Because I like Jessica Biel and Ronan Keating.
They're a power
gentlemen,
couple.
How have your weeks been?
Not a couple.
It feels like a very long time from we last got together.
Which it is, actually. It was.
It's a week.
It has been a while. Yeah.
It's a week and a day. So it's been eight days.
If you round it off.
It's not so much rounding, just stating the facts. It's been 8 days.
It sounded like more because you went from the 23rd to the 3rd in your on this days.
Oh yes,
so February was non-leap year this year.
Threw me.
Did it?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Because like, remember, I'm supposed to be doing Mass Effect, March Madness, Mania.
How is that going, D?
Poorly.
In that?
To put a point on it, Chris, it's not going well.
Because?
I haven't started yet.
There we go.
I'll tell you what, because March snuck up on me. Because like, there's only 28 days in February. What the fuck is
that about? I know, leap years and all that kind of shit.
What did we do our first podcast?
October.
October. You've had it from October. You've been saying it from October.
No, but I said
this is not just the last 28 days that crept up on you.
It's from the last time. March is coming. Oh shit.
I couldn't start until March.
No, but you had you had prep time.
No, I know exactly where he's coming from. March is like 5 months away, so I got plenty of time, and next thing you know it's March.
And then it's February and you're like, I still got another month. Yeah. And then it's like the 23rd and you're like, I still got a whole week.
Yeah.
And then you don't.
And then that week passes. Days. Yeah, I know. No, I know what you mean. So it's not going to happen, is what you're saying. So
next March.
Realistically, though, it was never going to happen.
No, it was going to happen. I had the ultimate faith in you, D. I mean, actually a big placard.
I have to have
T-shirts. Cards.
Yeah, have you got the receipt for all that stuff?
Keep that
God,
stuff?
No.
You can just change the date.
So what is actually going to happen now with Mass Effect March Mayhem Mondays multiplayer Monanza?
There might be a single Monday of March.
Which will be dedicated
Mass Effect
to
will be
Mass Effect.
Mass.
No, you're right there. Do not say the real one or we'll have to pay rights.
Mass Effect. Okay, listen.
Hope you enjoyed Ted Sherman last week.
What was Ted Sherman? Ted Sherman and Shade of You.
Shade of You, sorry, right? Ted Sherman.
Yeah, Ted Sherman.
That was fantastic. I swear to God, if you don't start clicking that pen, I'm going to ram it into your fucking skull every fucking week.
Do you know what? With the podcast, like last week's podcast, we all were like, oh, the rain was that heavy. Mike's never picked it up.
I know, yeah.
I bet you doesn't pick up that click.
No, the mic didn't pick it up because I edited it, guys.
I edited out the rain.
Yeah. It was so disturbing, I couldn't hear our conversation. No, I'm only joking. You could hear it, but...
Oh, you had me fooled.
Well, could you hear my clicking of the pen?
Yes. You actually can. Bullshit. Right. Everybody be quiet, and I'm going to prove. D, keep that pen where it is, and click it.
Yeah, but we're not quiet whenever I'm clicking the pen normally.
Okay, right, we'll click the pen. Yeah, but it's the breaks in between, so no, when I'm fine. Talking, you can hear me, and all you hear is click,
well,
click,
there's
click,
not going to be any more breaks. Keep talking. I don't know, I like doing that.
Can you find something else to do?
No.
The man's dehydrated. He needs to click his pen.
Okay, let's get back on topic.
I'm not doing Mass Effect March.
But you are going to play Andromeda.
Yeah, I'm going to play Andromeda Traps.
And you're, yeah, there you go.
Listen, I got like a 12,000 word essay to write in March.
About Mass Effect?
Oh, I seen it.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
Well, fuck not.
A way to get round that. So 12,000 words, let's say you got 8,000.
Just no, short. Let's say I've got 12,000.
No. Let's say you've got 8,000. Right? No. You've got 8,000. You're right. You don't know what else to write. Just fucking a load of lines. Just hold your finger on the button, right?
Right.
And keep it going until you've got however many characters you need. And then copy. Just highlight it all and change the font to white. Boom.
What?
Oh, yeah. It changes the character count.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's right there.
I don't get it.
Okay, so whenever you put in like a line that will count as like towards the actual word count, and then you change it to white, it can't be seen. So they look at yours and think, that looks quite short, look at the word count.
Yeah, it's there.
Smart.
There you go, school children.
Fair, we'll do that. So I'll write 8,000 and just do 4,000 empty characters.
Yeah, but it's a lot quicker.
You actually get through the 4,000, you probably could have thought of the 4,000 words too. Have you got it wrote?
No.
Oh, any of it?
What's it about?
Okay, yeah, what is it about?
It's about my...
Give us the title. Can
you? I haven't got a title.
Oh, okay.
It's going to just be like an analysis of the code and stuff I wrote.
Cool.
It uses Kinect and it records your face. That's good.
Can we actually do like a live stream of D writing?
The essay?
1,000 words?
You can do a live stream. Oh, do you know what recording. I could actually use you
what
guys.
What was that? Like an airplane?
Battlefield, Yeah. They're right outside.
These sound effects you got, Chris, are getting better. Sound like it really happened.
Homemade sound effects.
Do you know what I've seen today? Like I'll not bring it up in the news. Just as you say, if we can record D doing his essay. There was a man, did any of you see that? A man like buried alive.
Yep. He's streaming from being buried alive.
Yeah, what's it called? Coffin Chat.
It's for
Reynolds, isn't it?
It's for mental awareness.
Yeah,
or
something.
Suicide. It's to show that this is like suicide. Essentially where you're going
yeah.
when you do commit to. You are a dick. You're the highest caliber.
But I like the name Coffin Chat.
Coffin Chat.
Fucking excellent.
I mean, I wouldn't want to be buried alive, but could. How is he getting so good a signal? We can't get signal, Ethernet. But this fella can be buried alive and get signal.
6 foot under.
I'm so buried alive. Live
webcam.
Getting back to our weeks, though. Yeah. How have our weeks been? Somebody.
Good. Frustrating.
Oh.
Yes.
As well, you know.
Head us up,
buddy. Resident Evil 7.
Yeah. You see, I can't disagree more with you here.
No, you can't. You love the series, whereas I don't. I just love
the I love the series, but at the same time, I'm very opinionated of the series as well. I have those moments where I absolutely despise the series.
Yeah, Six but this being is a very. This is, like I say, because part 1, 2, and 3.
Part 1, 2, and 3 of your Resident Evil 7 playthrough. Yeah. Yeah.
Everything about it I loved, and it was excellent. This certain part that I was describing to you.
Yeah.
Was frustrating and really made me dislike the game.
Yeah.
Because one of their biggest, in my opinion, downfalls is not given a clear objective.
I don't think that it wasn't a clear objective. I think
they don't tell you, they give you no indication.
But with all those little, huh?
They don't give you an indication.
They don't give you an indication, but
you know, Marguerite was like chasing me.
Exactly. With those, like if they did give you a clear indication, they would lose that almost that scare factor or that like factor of, you know, you walking about the house going, no, where the hell am I going?
And I don't know, because if they even like, you know what the part I'm talking about, if they had said avoid or hide.
I think I like what they did, because my first instinct straight away was to avoid and hide, because I didn't have a weapon.
Yeah, but my own stupidity played a part here. I forgot which button crouched.
Yeah.
So
did you hit B?
Take your B and get the fuck out.
He actually got
a
trophy for me the other night.
I think I got the same trophy. Was it for being a
You duck whenever someone attacks you?
Oh, no.
He swings for your head.
So anytime, it's not a spoiler, but anytime Mr. Baker comes to you and he's swinging something at you, if you duck at the right time, you get an achievement.
Oh, class.
You don't get damage either.
I kept attempting, you know, you go through your inventory and you can pick an object to try.
Yeah.
I picked like an object that had no chance of working. It was like, trophy, good attempt. It felt sorry for me. No, so
like the failures trophy.
Parts 1, 2, and 3 of my playthrough, absolutely loved. That bit that with the recording last night just really pissed me off to the point where I didn't sign off on my videos and I'm gonna have to re-record them.
I don't think you should re-record, because if you
man, honestly, if I didn't, it would be 5 minutes of gameplay, a lot of me saying for fuck's sake.
But that is exactly what I want to see. That's what I will find amusing. But it is not. You may not, but I will.
Yeah, but that's a lot of thumbs down there.
No, speaking of which.
Oh, yeah. You little prick.
Okay. Okay, not the direction I thought we were going to go.
Someone out there
has taken a serious disliking towards Xsight and give us our first
thumbs down on our podcast. One of our podcasts. Which episode was it, James?
I don't know.
You are.
Okay, oh yeah, I'm bad because I notice it. And you're like, oh.
Yeah, but the first thing I would do is go, right. There's a thumbs down on this. Scroll up, see which one it was, and how we can get better. That's the Xsight way.
No, it's not.
I like the way he almost winked when he said that's the Xsight way.
On an imaginary camera.
I love thumbs down. I hate them.
What's that
saying? I hate those likes. God, I hate them.
Fucking likes are shit.
Yeah. You stuck? Paddy stuck. D, fuck. How was your week?
What is it? Bad publicity is still...
still hang in good? There, baby. What?
What's that saying? Bad publicity is...
There's no such thing as bad publicity.
There's no such thing as bad publicity, yeah.
Yeah, so keep doing it. Do what the fuck you want.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, look at...
Your opinion has changed.
I know, we'll get to this. We'll get to this. So your week has been frustrating.
Frustrating. Resi 7. Coming to you soon. Yeah. No, already out. Why didn't see Third Pit's up now. Yeah.
Go watch.
It's not up yet.
It is.
Well, when the podcast is out, Chris.
Yeah, podcast is... Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but the third video would have dropped today as well.
Get in the game, Chris.
I'm sorry, he is our sort of like lead host, and he lets us down every week.
Oh, I'm gone. I'm completely gone right now. I'm sorry, but I've got this story to tell you because it's in my head. You think that is frustrating. So, I platinum Ratchet.
The oil's off.
Right?
Thanks.
Thanks for that.
Okay, so I platinum Ratchet. So, I started playing Battlefield 1. Fantastic game. Love the game. Really, really good game. Obviously, I'm only playing the campaign because I don't have online capabilities. The campaign is excellent. D, you will... I think I've wrote to you so many times being like, D, pick up this fucking game. It's brilliant. You will really enjoy it.
Didn't write to me once, though.
No. No, I did not.
No. That's all you need to know. No?
Okay. Yeah,
it does.
Because...
Nobody likes you.
So I went through and I have got... Oh. I am 2 trophies away from the full platinum without going online, okay? 2 goals. The only way I can get these is to collect all the field manuals. So they're like Intel and Call of Duty. You know, you pick up the laptop. So you pick up these little, there's like five crates in each level. And inside the crate is a field manual. So you pick this field manual up, you get the five of them, you unlock it. You also have to do all the codecs. So I've done all the codecs. Every like little like individual challenge inside a mission are complete. I did it. So I'm getting the last five field manuals in this Lawrence of Arabia level. So you're in the desert. And I picked up the first four, got them. And I'm making my way to five. And I know where five is. Okay, so it's in this little hut just over there. And I walk in through the door, and the crate in front of me disappears.
What?
And it won't come back.
They did that just to fuck with you?
I've tried every single possible difficulty, turn the console on, turn it off the mains, installing and reinstalling the game.
Fuck.
And it's the gone. Box is gone. I looked it up online. Surely, and apparently people else, all over the world are having the exact same problem. Not with that one, but with different ones that I have got. And now the game just, this is the one that they're not going to give me.
Well, has it not moved somewhere else? No. Have you checked?
I have searched the village.
Right.
This is the only place that this box is. And
so you seen it? It was there.
It was there. Like, I seen it. I walk past the room. I walked, like, the house is like, it's like a broken house. I walk past the broken part of the house, walk through the door, and the box is gone.
Hmm.
And that is preventing me from two gold trophies.
That happened to me in Rise of the Tomb Raider.
Did it?
Yeah, I was just picking up, like, I was getting all the documents and all of the relics, I think they're called. And, I'm just, like, heading over to a corner of the map to pick up one. If I think you can, like, unlock, like, the locations of them by, like, discovering random, like, monoliths or stuff, they're called. So I knew where it was, just had to go get it, and went over there. And the area that it's in, I remember picking it up. I've already picked it up, but it's still there on the map, and it still says I've one to collect. But I have it and I didn't register. And
that is horrible. Shit. And is that preventing you from getting...
No, see, that was like the second level that I went to clear.
Oh, okay.
And now that I know I've done it, there's no point clearing the rest because
you
can't get the achievement. Unless I restart the campaign and do it from there.
That's horrible.
Yeah, I know.
So can you, like, update? Like, will an update fix that? No?
Doubt it.
Apparently an update for Battlefield will fix it. That they fixed
which you
can
do.
Yeah, which I can do. Mm. But I will go online with Battlefield at some point to get my platinum because I'm only, like, four... Silver.
Do you need
away.
Like online achievements to properly platinum?
It's like rank two in all four different specialties. So rank two medic, over like you know sniper, heavy, whatever. I can get those. Played an incredible. D, me and you actually played an incredible Resident Evil 7.
We really enjoyed
playthrough.
It.
That was phenomenal. I
complete opposite of you, like not necessarily.
No, I enjoyed my first three parts. I just fucking hated that other
bit. I think the more it goes on, the more you're going to enjoy it. Although, in fairness, we were quite stumped too when it came to the bit that we did, that big bit.
Which bit now? The bit with them.
Yeah. We were quite stumped. We didn't know what to do.
Yeah.
We eventually figured it out. We thought that we were doing it wrong because we kept dying. Now, we had a lot of deaths, but the good thing was, you know, there was three of us playing it, so we kept passing the controls. We weren't getting overly frustrated. It was funny just watching other people attempt it. I really, really enjoyed that. And when we finally did it, it was a great sense of achievement. Because even the start, where you came to me and we started that, I had no ammo, and I thought we weren't even going to get by that. It took us, like, how many goes to just get past
It took us ages.
With the molded and stuff, and I was like, oh, God, this is not going to work out. And we pushed through about another 2.5 hours of that campaign, nearly?
Would it
be?
It took us 2.5 hours, didn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know if it
yeah,
would be
yeah,
2.5
exactly.
hours worth.
It was, it's incredible. You will enjoy it if you go on, yeah.
I really enjoy the puzzle solving. Like.
So do I.
You know, the bits that, you know, there's no instruction on, I like those bits.
I thoroughly enjoy that. It's Resi true to its very, very core.
Yeah.
Other than that, Horizon came out. Horizon came out. Horizon came out 2 days ago. I got it yesterday.
Yeah.
Because of
an unnamed gaming
incompetent
gaming store.
Incompetent workers in a current store told me that they weren't getting the actual copy until a midnight release on Thursday. So I'm like, okay, I'm gonna wait till Thursday. Patty texts me on Wednesday, has been like,
okay. Not yet.
It's like, it's in the shops right now. I'm looking at it. I was like, no, it can't be. It's like, I know when the game's coming out, but it can't be.
Chris is just like, nah, Patty's talking crazy again.
And I was very
good
pissed.
Josh.
Yeah, I knew it wasn't crazy because I had it in my hand.
You were looking at it.
And I was like, do I buy this? And then he goes, no, I'll wait till Chris plays it. And then I was like, Chris, you got that yet? What's it like? Nah, it's not to the marble.
Because I genuinely thought, because the two things going through my head were, Patty's holding up, you know, just like the display box. You know?
Oh, yeah.
Secondly, they're going to wait because they're going to coincide it with the launch of Switch. I was like, they're going to do two. Exactly. This is them, you know? And I'm not going to name the store or anything, but or the guy, because I don't even know who it was. But for some reason, he thought he'd see me around, air quotes, see me around to tell me when the launch was. He's like, where the hell are you going? I live like 40 minutes from this store. When are you going to be near my house to tell
me? I love
you
just walking past your house one day. Yeah. Oh, that game's in.
Yeah.
He's knocking on your door. Well, mate.
Thankfully.
How did you find me?
Thought I'd see you here.
The only good side of it was that I was working all day Wednesday, so even if I wanted to, I couldn't have played it. But
you would have went home and played it.
Yes, Horizon is exquisite.
Horizon Zero.
No spoilers, of course, but the Let's Plays will be going up. The Let's Plays will be up if you're listening to this now, so I do hope you've been checking those out.
You know what, though? I love the limited edition box. It's gorgeous.
It is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love it.
Is that the one you put a picture up of?
It wasn't me, sweetheart.
It was me. That'll be me. I got it for $49.99.
That's a bargain.
$49.
They're going up to $67.99 next week.
They tell you that anyway.
I'm going to go with $67.99, Bob. but yeah, it is a phenomenal game. So I'm hoping that you are checking out the Let's Plays.
The Let's Playthroughs.
Because I'm avoiding all spoilers as well with the Let's Plays. I'm being generous. And yeah, I hope you enjoyed. Do pick up the game if you own a PlayStation. We have gone live, and it was really good.
We might have went online actually.
We might have went.
What were the
home of the empty promise?
Yeah, so we might have gone live.
Yeah,
we may have gone live if we did.
If you did happen to tune into twitch.tv/xigaminglive and we were live,
what is twitch.tv/xigaming?
That is our channel. That's how you get
twitch.tv/xigaminglive.
twitch.tv/twitchtv.xigaming. It's like, how do you do that
thing?
How's he doing that?
I don't know. We obviously, but now that the things happened and all, I don't know if going through Twitch is the right idea.
We see anyone who's things happened.
What do you mean?
No, like, it has happened by the time they're hearing this.
Yeah. And it was a phenomenal idea. Go, Chris.
No, yeah. But I get what Paddy's saying. Don't go to Twitch, because we've got the highlight reel, hopefully, on YouTube.
We will have the highlight reel.
Because this is Wednesday, and you haven't seen, you didn't see the...
But if you're on Twitch, follow us.
Yeah, obviously. Yeah. We're going to build a following. We're going to get partnered with Twitch.
We're going to be followed on Twitch. By Twitch.
Around Twitch.
For Twitch. In Twitch.
Other than that, guys... Well, we're making a green screen for Xsight Gaming, so I will be doing a little, I'm going to say a blog, but maybe not a blog. I'm going to do like a little of how I built our green screen.
Like a DIY.
It's Xsight Out and About, we're calling those videos.
And we're going to...
I love the way you can just come up with these like that. They're always good, too. Xsight Out and About.
Yeah, he doesn't just come up with this.
Oh, maybe not,
He fucking sits at home thinking of this shit.
My room is covered.
It's all the string linked together.
And we're going to bring our first video. Well, no spoilers.
Our first video?
No, our first green screen video.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
No spoilers except for Chris sitting in a chair and we are wearing curly haired wigs. Should we say that?
Yeah. Holding the empty promise.
I'm hoping that's an empty promise. I'm honest with you.
No, I really hope we do that. That would be fucking hilarious.
D, how has your week been?
My week has been good.
Are we still on this?
Oh my gosh, right.
I had an interesting week, Patty.
We're starting with me next time. This is ridiculous.
Sorry.
Let me think. So, I've been not playing for the first time in ages. I haven't been playing Minecraft.
That's crazy.
I'll tell you for why.
That's crazy.
Because I'm playing Forza Horizon instead.
You're really enjoying that game.
I can't believe how much I'm enjoying it.
Yeah?
I'm not like...
But why are you suddenly only enjoying it now?
Because
the only reason to get
really
it.
Started playing it,
Did you get it when it came out?
No, I got it when I got the Xbox just.
When was that?
When was that, Chris? November?
Do you get your Xbox before or after me?
Oh, no, not the white Xbox.
Oh,
the
God,
S.
Yeah, right.
I got it Black Friday. That's when I got it.
Oh, November then.
And then I only played Rise and only played Gears of War 4 on it.
Right, okay.
So only, I really just installed it there a couple of weeks ago. But I haven't playing the fuck out of it because it's the best racing game I've ever played. Fact.
How much have you been playing that game? I've been playing the fuck out of it.
There are no fucks left in it because they're all been played out.
Best racing game ever is Need for Speed Underground 2.
Guys,
that's just
you're
undisputed.
Both wrong.
This is better.
The best racing game ever is Gran Turismo 2.
No.
No, this is better.
No, it's not.
No, it's not. In Gran Turismo 2, you have to get a license before you can even drive.
No.
Yeah, no. This is better.
It's not.
I'll tell you why, Chris.
Underground 2 is the fucking dog's
it's
nuts.
Not. It has a good soundtrack, but it's not the best racing.
It is the best. No.
All of those
stop this behavior.
No. Merits, right?
You're being silly.
No.
This one is dream fulfillment on steroids. That's what it is.
Wow.
So it's like, right, you're driving through this beautiful Australian juiced. Outback.
He's got a
juiced. It was so shit.
Do you remember the juice box? Juice box?
Where the fuck did that come from?
Do you remember?
I do remember. One. I had one, yeah.
I know. With Ed Nettie.
Ed Nettie.
Yeah.
It was a good song.
Remember that?
The guy, right, this is, we're completely, if we're going on tangents, let's go for it. One of the creators of Ed, Edd n Eddy killed himself. So there you have that.
What?
Ed?
I remember. Which one?
Ed? Ed and Eddy, no. I don't know, hey, some, because it was this group of guys who made like all those like...
Nickelodeon?
Yeah, Nickelodeon shows. And like one guy went fucking crazy, batshit crazy in Canada one time and with a gun. It was pretty sad.
Jesus, right?
It was actually kind of do with like mental illness, similar to that. What was that?
The guy that buried himself.
Guy buried himself.
I don't think he has mental illness.
No, but
he's
yeah, campaigning for it. Yeah, like, I mean, yeah. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, anyway, juice. How did I get? You used to be able to pink slip your car. Do you remember?
Yep.
And if your car wasn't ready, you lost it. But yeah. It was horrible.
Juiced.
Yeah.
Juiced. Wasn't a great game though.
No, it was no.
Juice 2 was worse actually.
I haven't played Juiced or Juiced 2.
I never played after Juiced. Yeah, I don't. Remember Speed Freaks? Now that was a racing.
It
game.
Was a good game. It was class. It was like Mario Kart. Crash like PS1's racing. Answer to the Mario Kart.
Best racing
the
game.
The Mario Kart. I just did that.
Toy Story Race.
You just did that. And I got shit last week for the iTunes.
Wait, what did he say?
What did he say? The Mario Kart.
No, you didn't.
I did, yeah.
Fuck.
Sean, 5 minutes of silence from D. So, Paddy, how's your week been?
I've done my week.
I know. How's my week been? I've done mine.
All right. Just give him another chance.
Right, so I think Forza Horizon's the best racing
right,
game.
Right, yeah, fair enough.
Better than PGR3.
Yeah. Because right, those are all racing games, right? This is a very good racing game, but you can also like do all this crazy shit in it. Like, for example, Chris, we were playing the Halo soundtrack on the drive here.
We were.
I was just driving around, you know, Australia. I think I was in like a... I was in an R8 at the time. It was class car. And I just pulled over into this... they're called bucket lists, which basically is like... people who made the game have to set these like challenges. So like one example is like, okay, drive through the rainforest in like a monster truck and beat the time or whatever. Some of them are just sort of generically at. Some of them are fucking amazing. So I pull over onto the beach and I like drive up to this like 4x4, which is like open top. I'm kind of like, what the hell's going on here? He goes, this looks very like a warthog from Halo.
No way.
It is a warthog.
No
Halo.
Way.
Yeah.
So you pull up and you get in, you know, there's no like person in it, so you're just like in the warthog then. And it's like, right, drive through like this area in a certain time.
That's class.
Start driving and then...
It's like a wee Easter egg.
No way, the Halo music starts playing?
The Halo music starts
playing. No way.
So the thing about these bucket lists is like they set, you can make your own and you set the music, the soundtrack for them.
Oh, right, okay.
So like it's all set up. And then you come out, you go through this tunnel and you come out in this like big open green landscape and it looks just like Halo.
That's amazing.
And you're just turned down and the music is building up and I was like, I can't believe this is happening. This is fucking class.
Yeah, that sounds epically.
Yeah, I would like to see that.
The bucket lists are great. There's one where like you just go down into like the fastest car in the game at the airport and it's like get to 250 in under 30 seconds or something like that. Go.
That's pretty sweet.
Is that you using like the manual?
No, actually, you can.
It's an automatic.
I should have went manual for that because it would have been a lot more interesting.
Yeah.
It's just like, vroom, straight line. But it feels fast because you're like going 250 miles an hour.
That's pretty awesome.
But, and then just like for the different type of cars you can get really change, you know, how it plays.
Yeah.
I was in sort of supercars most of the time.
Nice.
Oh,
picked
yeah.
up like a fairly cheap
weren't
Subaru.
Driving about no wee fucking Golf. No, like, two
you can drive a Reliant Robin.
A you what? Can't.
The three-wheel...
You can't or can't?
You can.
No, oh,
there's excellent. An achievement for taking it over a ramp and getting 250 meters distance in the Reliant Robin. So listen, but
Robin,
I bought a Subaru Impreza and like it's a dirt cheap car, fairly cheap, like you know in the in-game currency, like and it's probably the best crack I've had playing it yet.
Really? Yeah.
Just diffing around corners, like it's class. I don't know. It's very hard to describe. Just I'm really happy
you enjoying that game.
Yeah, I want to play it now.
I definitely
it sounds brilliant.
Well, let's see. Forza is made by Turn 10 Gaming, but this is like kind of a spin-off. This is like an open world game, so like you drive around.
I remember it sold quite well.
It did, yeah. Mm. Like a lot of people like it. You know, it's a pretty good game. I think it's Playground Games.
You will have to have a go with that at some stage.
Do, yeah.
Yeah.
No, we can't without you. You're the only one with an.
I'd bring it up whenever we're playing Doom on my Xbox Saturday night. That's already happened.
And it was on my PS4.
Anything else happened
during
your week?
A totally random fucking thing happened.
Okay. Good.
I was walking. We were going for lunch.
Okay.
We're just walking across the street.
Who's shaking?
No.
Shaking? That was me. I just went. I set my drink down.
Okay.
Like that.
That's a lot of shake, isn't it?
It might have just been
someone shaking
the
leg. No.
Table. No.
I was shaking my leg, but like I'm not touching the table.
Okay.
Oh yeah, so we're walking, just walking across the street, and we hear like a lorry.
Yeah,
horn go off. I was just like, boop, in the distance. And like, one of the boys at work just turned to me and goes like, do you know what that sounded like? And I was like, what? He's like, do you know Rocky? I was like, yes. It was just like, so, right? Basically, for the next 40 minutes, basically the rest of lunch, me and him just talk about Rocky films. We get back to the house. We normally watch like How I Met Your Mother or whatever. Watched every single Rocky training montage in sequence.
I'd say you were the most pumped you've ever been going back to work. Yeah, that is.
I never really. He says, aren't they the best films? He's like, they're all right. Like, I hit the table that time.
You mean all right?
I said, oh, they're all right. They're pretty good films. And he's like, no, they're brilliant films. I was like, nah, I don't really.
They are. They're all brilliant, bar five.
Yeah, well, then this is we got to talk, and I was like, oh, yeah. Balboa is so okay. Much fucking happens.
Yeah, it was all right.
I haven't
but
seen
it. But I don't really class it as an official Rocky film.
One to four, and then five was like a
Tommy Gunn.
Oh, God.
Fruit.
There's like.
I'll give you those films, Dave.
The first four are great.
Yeah.
I have seen all of those.
Yeah.
I haven't seen.
Four is the best. Five.
So was that just a case of.
Five is the one where it gets super depressing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah. But was that just a case of you forgetting how good they were?
Pretty much. Like, yeah. You know, I haven't seen them so long. We started talking with them, and I was like, I have to watch these films.
Yeah.
Again. And then he said as well, even Balboa and Creed as well are both very good Rocky
Creed
films.
Creed is excellent.
Yeah. So.
Yeah.
I haven't seen Creed yet.
No. You will really enjoy it. It's fantastic.
Well, listen. Let's do it.
Yeah.
Guys, Saturday night, there's no gaming happening. We're going to do
We're just going to live stream us watching Creed and getting really pumped and maybe lifting some weights.
Yeah, I'm up for that.
Listen, that's basically it that happened my week.
Yeah, so we'll go ahead now and then moving on to the news.
Absolutely, and here we go.
I have a title.
Chris has two A4 pages.
Front and back.
Front and back. Front and back.
All highlight. The key points.
He has everything.
So without further ado.
Not highlighted.
I can't believe you're skipping them five words.
But how does it work?
Holy shit, look. I might be up slightly too high.
Oh, I'm taking a little picture of this.
Is that going on the blog?
Yeah, this is going on.
Okay, I'll start with this here first then, okay? So, this was a little announcement this week. Patty, you opened my eyes to this, and I read a little bit more into it. All future Halo first-person shooter games will have split-screen co-op.
All future?
All future. Yeah.
That's a good promise to make.
Been wondering where all those couch co-op games went? Well, you can stop playing Portal. Oh, sorry. I thought that was a full stop.
Ooh!
Oh, God, that's embarrassing. I was like, well, you can stop. And I was like, playing Portal. Or it keeps going. Okay, let me start this again. According to GameSpot, corporate
that's
vice president.
Terrible advice. Stop playing Portal and just wait.
Look at this.
Wait for Halo 6.
This like, is not. I did not write the news. Sorry.
You read it out, Chris.
What the fuck are you taking pictures of?
It's all highlighted, but one sentence.
It's the not important. I can't even do the news.
Well, everything is highlighted.
We've never had this problem with the news.
Yeah.
Okay. So according to GameSpot, corporate vice president, head of 343 Industries, Bonnie Ross, Microsoft has learned its, quote, painful lesson from Halo 5 Guardians and the major backlash from Halo the Master Chief Collection. Since a split screen couldn't be added to Halo 5 in a patch, there was quite literally nothing Microsoft could do. Mm. Halo 5's locked 60 frames per second is partially responsible for killing any split screen feature for the game. The studio has anticipated, quote, some issues, but nothing like what ended up happening. At the time, they believed that the number of people who play Halo games via local split screen is small relative to the total player base. Now understanding how important that part of their audience is, Ross is insisting that a lack of split screen will never be a problem again. She has stated plainly that for any first person shooter going out forward, we will always have a split screen in, and described the fallout of Halo 5 as incredibly painful for the community and for us as it erodes trust.
Is that for any Xbox game coming out or any Halo game?
That's any future first-person shooter Halo game coming out. So obviously Halo Wars will not have split screen.
What I love about this other page,
yeah,
just as I'm looking at it, you've highlighted everything bar one, two, five words.
Yeah.
Why did you not just go, I'll skip them five words?
Because.
See if the highlighter.
Because I would probably read that out if it was not highlighted.
Do you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to read it out.
Right, hang on. Let me discuss.
Chris went through a lot of preparation to get
that. Yeah, I did go through a lot of preparation for that.
But how does it work?
So, what do you think about that, Dee?
Will it blend?
That announcement has come.
Good.
Yeah.
That's good news, because like they did fuck up and they have obviously realized
when we
that.
When we did first hear the news that Halo 5 was not going to be...
You're pissed. Like.
That was very disappointing.
The game is, like, I think there's nothing local about it. You know, you have to play online, you want to play with people.
We've played near enough every fucking Halo game locally.
Yeah.
That was something that I thoroughly enjoyed with Halo games.
We didn't really do 4, but that was kind of because we were, like, beyond...
We were kind of all split up by the time 4 came out, uni and work and stuff, so we didn't, you know, just the time wasn't there.
We do 4.
But Halo 3 especially, I distinctly remember the 4-person split screen. The multiplayer and even the co-op campaign was just brilliant. Exceptional there.
I think it's interesting that, oh God, what was it that there was something that you said and I was like, oh, that's
Oh, were you busy taking pictures?
No, I was listening to you at this point.
I'm sure you were.
Okay, it'll come back to me.
Okay, so Xbox Game Pass, the offline Netflix for games. You can actually download the games you want from the catalog and play them to your heart's content until they're no longer available.
Mm-hmm.
Microsoft has just announced its brand new subscription service, the Xbox Game Pass. It's $9.99 a month and gives you access to over 100 Xbox and Xbox One and Xbox 360 backwards compatible games. The service is completely separate from Xbox Live Gold, but if you're a member, you get early access once it's done the rounds for Xbox Insider Program. For everyone else, Game Pass will be coming later this spring. The Xbox Pass is not a streaming service like PlayStation Now. You can actually download the games you want from the catalog and play them to your heart's content until they're no longer available. However, if you want add-ons, DLCs, the Season Pass, or keep the game forever, you'll have to pay up. Though it won't be full price, and the Xbox Game Pass does provide a discount, but Microsoft hasn't revealed what the rate will be. The games available will change from month to month, but some titles will stick around for a bit longer. Some of the titles Microsoft plans are releasing for the Xbox Game Pass after its beta testing are Halo 5 Guardians, Saints Row Re-Elect, NBA 2K16, Mad Max, Lego Batman, Mega Man Legacy Collection, Terraria, Payday 2, Gears of War Ultimate Edition, Fable 3, Soul Calibur 2, and Tekken Tag 2.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. I had that news as well, I think.
I think it kind of touches on our main topic a little.
Is that worldwide or just US?
That's worldwide.
Is it? Because I've seen the prices in dollars.
Yeah. No, the price is in dollars just because it came from an American review site. My last piece of news is the Shadow of War, the sequel to Shadow of Mordor.
Yeah.
After being leaked in a Target listing, of all places.
Yeah.
Turns out it wasn't a mistake. Middle-earth Shadow of Mordor is getting a sequel, and it's called Middle-earth Shadow of War. It seems that Talion and Celebrimbor... I hope I'm pronouncing that right, because I actually played the Shadow of Mordor.
Did you?
Yeah.
You nailed it.
Have been toiling away crafting a ring to destroy Sauron once and for all, and wearing the ring seems to finally split the two, allowing Celebrimbor the freedom to vanish from Talion's sight. The game will be released August 22nd, 2017, the PS4, PS4 Pro, Xbox One, PC, and Project Scorpio, and I believe this is the first game to be announced for the Scorpio, so if nothing else, this is more confirmation that it will be unveiled at E3. As to the gameplay, Shadow of War is expanding the Nemesis system with additional drama-filled story content. The system will also encompass the entire world of this game, so the player's actions will affect environments and characters such to the point that it will create a unique world every gameplay, according to Polygon. You haven't actually played Shadow of Mordor yet?
No.
No, so your opinion doesn't count. Paddy, have you played it?
I have not.
No.
I must
drop it down to you, actually, D, since
I hear it wasn't great, though.
I heard it was alright.
It's getting very good. No,
really?
People love that game. Yeah,
I heard
you're wrong.
Yeah, very, very good. And I think it runs at a native 60.
That's pretty good, I guess. I mean, that's
it does. Yeah,
I'm not too pushed on that for like a. It's like a third person, isn't it?
Oh yeah.
I'm not too pushed on like 60 frames per second on a third person. The first person, I get it. It's kind of like it's very good to have for that. I mean, Gears Ultimate Edition is 60 frames per second multiplayer. I didn't care for that really.
No. I didn't care very much for Ultimate Edition, if I'm telling the truth.
No?
No. I mean, I did.
I
had a lot of problems with the campaign as well.
With the additional bits?
Additional bits and the fact that for some reason, I don't know, you stated you didn't have this problem, but my Marcus character was constantly getting stuck and stopping his roadie running just randomly.
No, I never had that problem.
It was like I was always stuck on like a brick that wasn't there.
It was just like a bug. Like.
Yeah. All the time. So much so that whenever we played through on Unseen, like if I was ever like avoiding like a Troika or something like that there, and he would stop running, like I was fucked. Or like Krill or something like that.
Yeah.
But no, Shadow of Mordor was an excellent game, and the Nemesis system was spectacular because, I mean, if you go to fight one of the bosses and you take him on the battle and you lose, he will then, say he is like a commander of the orcs, he will rank up to general orc.
Oh yeah, yeah. So
and then whenever you come back to fight him, he will be stronger. Yeah, he will have he will be better equipped. He will remember you, and the fight will not be the same. If you lose again, he'll go higher. God. And he'll create a better legion to take you on before you actually get them. It's an incredible game. Yeah.
That sounds pretty interesting.
Yeah, it is. It is.
Have to try that.
That's the Nemesis system, I think. So they said that they're going to expand on that, and it will create a unique playthrough every time. So a separate unique playthrough every time you play the game. So changing environments, stuff like that.
Yeah, that sounds good, actually. I have to play that game.
News?
Yeah. Let me see. Minecraft has sold 122 million copies.
That is...
122 million.
Yeah.
That's... I'm assuming that's the first and story mode together.
Just Minecraft. I'm not even going to give them the patronizing clap in the studio. I'm not even going to clap for them. That is just incredible.
It's the second best selling game of all time.
Who's first?
Tetris.
I was
going to
say GTA.
I was thinking GTA 5.
Yeah, but of all time.
If you combine them all, no, yeah. But no.
Sorry.
Because it's on everything. It's on phone, it's on PC, Xbox 360, PS3, it's Wii U. Is it on? It could probably be on the Switch.
It will be on the Switch.
It's on PS4, Xbox One. It's on everything.
So 122 million.
Yep. It's about as many as there were Xbox 360 sold. It was like 130 something million. I could play it on your... Children can play that.
But it's accessible for the fact that, like me and you have always done, you can jump into it at any time.
I have never played it yet in my life.
I would say you're not missing out, but you are missing out. It is exceptional.
Yeah.
I wish I could say it.
You just build your own stuff, like.
Yeah.
You do whatever.
No. It's not a game that attracts me at all. Like.
To be fair, it didn't really attract me until I started watching YouTube videos, and I was like, fuck, you can do a lot in this.
Yeah.
I'll try it out. Kudos to the people. I will give it a go,
definitely. Yeah. I think we're actually doing a night at some stage.
We are,
It
was supposed to be last week Friday, Saturday.
Yeah, right enough.
Yeah.
Home of the empty problem.
Yes. We are shit.
We love it. Breath of the Wild released today.
Yeah.
But not today, because you're listening to this on Wednesday, so it released on the 3rd of March, along with the Switch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which is what, that's actually how you're supposed to pronounce it, you know.
Switch. I actually, have you got some news to go with it?
Yep. 10 out of 10.
What?
Edge magazine have given it a 10 out of 10. It's apparently brilliant.
I'm looking forward to seeing the reviews that will come now, you know, in the next week or so.
What did I read the other day about it? Like, you know, how small the map is?
Yeah, I think I know what you're talking about. But I am actually kind of glad about that, because when we were looking at...
Yeah, it's not necessarily a bad thing, depending on the game.
I was like,
but
if it's going to be a big, massive world that's empty, what's the point?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because that isn't, you know, it's not supposed to be a massive world. It's supposed to be like, you know, dungeons and... What are they called? Like Shrine? I forget what they're called.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
I want to play the game.
Just, again, news on the Switch. I was telling you guys earlier that I seen there's a girl that I follow on Instagram, and she actually put up a receipt bill of herself going to pick up the Switch. $897.
What a waste of money. But.
For Switch, Breath of the Wild, and docking station for the controller.
That's insane money. Insane.
$897 days.
Ridiculous.
It's phenomenal, isn't it? I mean, it has captured, like, the world... At the minute, it's going crazy over the Switch. Mm. It really is.
I'm not.
Just for the fact that I can't justify spending that amount of money for Zelda at the minute.
That is what you're spending.
If now had they released Zelda, Super Mario Odyssey, and like, if I knew that Mario Kart was just round the corner of the deluxe, like I probably would be more on the side of I'm going to go for this. But then
wouldn't be enough.
It comes the same thing all the time with Nintendo. Is that all they're going to release? I mean, when is the next Zelda game that we're going to see?
I remember whenever like Xbox One and PS4 came out, like, and people were giving out about like the
launch.
The launch titles weren't that great, but still had like 4 or 5 like exclusive games a pop, like or 4 as it came out for Xbox.
But you're always guaranteed more with them consoles, whereas Nintendo, you're thinking,
who's going to
when are you going to stop? When are you going to quit and then fucking go on to your next machine?
But the thing is, you always have third parties who are going to develop for Xbox One and PS4.
Yeah,
but they mightn't necessarily go for the Switch because it's not the same. You know. They're basically the same console, PS1 and Xbox.
Well, that's why
PS4.
That's why in my news I have that Nintendo though are only planning to sell 5 million units in 2017.
That's insane. Like, that's something you'd want in the first like couple of months.
Yeah. Well, that's what I would aim for.
Yeah.
Especially with all the advertising they've done for it.
And the hype around it, like.
Yeah.
You think they'll capitalize on that?
Quick wee bite-sized chunks. You might remember that from school, no? BBC Bite Size, no?
Oh, yeah. BBC Bite
Size. Watch Dogs 3, they're already talking about it. Apparently, it's going to be set in London.
Rumoured to be London. Ooh, yes, cool. I heard this, yes.
That's pretty
which might be, could be good.
I haven't read any Watch Dogs, so can't really speculate.
Still haven't got the second one yet, because Sainsbury's keep jumping with the price.
Sainsbury's, that is who you trust with your games.
You're waiting to catch someone at like a low price point, are you?
Well, like, they keep putting it down. Every fortnight, I've capped on to what they're doing. They're putting it down to $24.99.
Surely it's got to be cheaper, like, in, like, sex or game.
It's CEX. It's not CEX.
We all seen the advertisement this week.
It's bullshit advertisement.
One thing I wanted to ask you about, Chris, because I read this today. Apparently, it's happening to a lot of people. The opening sequence in Horizon is there's a load of problems with it, apparently.
What would be the problem?
I don't know. Right? They never really stated it, but they just said that the opening sequence within Horizon is creating a lot of problems, and the creators of the game are actually working on a fix for it.
Oh, so it's buggy or something?
Yeah.
All right. I thought you meant like this.
I just wondered if anything happened to you, you know?
Let me see.
Chris is probably just too busy like frothing at the mouth.
I was. Me and my brother were both frothing at the mouth. All I could think about was... at the game. All I could think about watching it was like, I fucking wish I invested in the 4K TV for this shit.
Oh, yeah.
It and the PS4 Pro. That game, alone was made for PS4 Pro.
Yeah, right now.
Yeah,
they actually came out and said that. Yeah. You know. So there's no point.
But no.
That PlayStation you have would be useless on a 4K.
No, it would upscale a bit.
It would upscale.
Slightly, but not as much as the Pro. It wouldn't really be.
I'd be happy with that. Yeah. Happy with that shit.
HDR would be pretty sweet.
It is.
Does PS4 regular do HDR?
Yep.
You got an update or something?
Yeah, I got the update, yeah. It is incredible. I haven't had any issues with it so far. Okay. No. Let me think. My house went black for a wee while.
Remember I was telling you about the bit of news that I had that wasn't gaming related?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, cool.
You two would like this. You would like it. Pizza Hut have created shoes.
What?
I swear to God, right?
This is random.
The shoes aren't...
because I need shoes?
The shoes aren't bad looking either.
Okay, no.
Right?
Chris has to buy his yearly shoe.
Why are you looking at my shoes?
I remember not so long ago, maybe two podcasts ago, Chris was talking about he buys one shoe every... one pair of shoes every 2 years.
6 years.
6 years. He's like, yep, it's been 4 years. I have to get another pair of shoes.
Pizza.
Pizza, what you say, huh?
They've only made 64 pairs, right?
Why have they made
what do you see, right?
This is important.
On the tongue of the shoe, there is a picture of a pizza, right? Slightly in 3D. So you press it.
Whatever way the shoes work,
they pick up your location.
No way.
And they deliver you
this
a pizza.
Is bullshit.
I swear to God.
How much is it for the shoes?
I don't know.
Do you have to pay for the pizza cheap. When it comes? Or do you have
I
to
would
you
assume
get free
so,
pizza?
Yes.
Would the pizza not be included in the price of the shoe?
How pretty good.
That is my major selling point here.
Anytime we're at my house, you two get pizzas.
Yeah, Domino's pizza.
So how would it be? Oh, do you fancy a pizza, Chris? Yeah.
Not anytime. I've got a pizza once at your house.
Yeah, shut up. He's got loads.
I've got enough pizza for both of us.
Yeah. So imagine, D, instead of going online, using your laptop, typing your car details, just the tongue of your shoe.
D,
pizza's on its way.
What if D was just sitting there at his work, and next thing I crawl under the table and
press
his shoe.
Damn, he's hungry today.
Do you know how does this work? Will you have to connect your shoe to Wi-Fi?
Do you have to set up your card with your shoe?
It runs off Bluetooth, apparently, and zone and location.
What?
I don't know.
This is great.
Look it up.
Can we find
that's
out,
the whole point of this fucking news,
you
isn't
write
it?
That down. You like making notes.
Where's your it's in the car.
You didn't go get it.
I didn't go get it. I just wrote on the back of a piece of paper.
But I have another bit of news. The Switch doesn't come out in Italy until tomorrow. Well, what? How long?
4 days ago.
4 days ago.
Saturday, what day 5 days ago.
Yeah, so Saturday, right? It doesn't release in Italy until Saturday the 4th, yeah?
Why?
Because.
Don't know, Chris. You need to ask him. But PlayStation have trolled the fuck out of them. Big time. They put out a tweet, right? With a picture of the PS4 and beside it the sort of red block with the Nintendo font, you know, saying this is a massive day for gaming. And then wrote PlayStation 4 $199 tomorrow.
Oh my god.
That's kind of
If you consider what Nintendo done to PlayStation all them years ago, you can see as to why they don't.
I suppose that's to talk about holding a grudge.
Yeah,
Put up a thing today. Xbox UK put up a thing today, just going like, "Yay, Nintendo!"
Yeah, they've got congratulations to Nintendo on the launch of your Switch console today. I thought it was very good, an achievement unlocked. Yeah. That was very good. Switching it up.
Yeah.
I like that. That's very courteous.
It's strange because I remember maybe Xbox 360, PS3 generation, they would have been ripping the shit out of each other.
Yeah.
And then whenever the Xbox One PS4 came out, they were like, hey, for play PlayStation today. And PlayStation were like, yeah, Xbox, go, you guys. Like, what the fuck is this?
And then Switch comes out and they're like, fuck
yeah.
You, man.
You want to talk about digs?
Yeah.
In the Xbox Game Pass announcement, there's a slightly dig for, PlayStation, what is it? The subscription service for it. Now? PlayStation Now.
Yeah.
It's like, Because you stream it, obviously.
Yeah.
So if you have bad connection, like ourselves, you can't use it.
It's not going to happen.
And they were like, you can download your games onto your console, so those streaming issues will go away. And you're just like, these bastards.
also have another little tidbit I read. So there were awards, game awards. I'm going to say GND, GNC, something like that there. No Man's Sky received an award.
Hmm?
No one was there to pick it up.
What award was it?
Don't know what
probably
it was
like
for.
Best sound editing or something.
Don't know what it was for.
The Raspberry Award.
Well, these are like legit ones, I think.
Yeah, they are. They're pretty. They received an actual award, but no one was there to actually print No Man's Sky. Not a real shock.
They went like completely.
The Raspberry Award is a real award. If we got it, I'd go and pick it up.
Oh, I would go with Belton. Yeah, I'd love that.
Do you know what I mean?
Xbox are definitely going to be developing a VR headset.
Who?
Xbox are going to develop their headset for Scorpio. They said that Scorpio says it's going to be capable for VR. That was it. They never said anything after that. They're like, well, they have to be doing something.
Yeah.
So now they've like confirmed, like, yeah, we're going to make something.
I bet you it looks so much better than the PlayStation 1.
Well, I mean, they're going to have like a year and a half, 2 years, you know.
It'll be so much better too, you know.
Well, you see, the thing is that they're going to make it, I'd say they're going to make it so it works on PC as well, you know.
Yeah.
Because yeah.
That's what their whole thing now
it'll definitely be better.
No probably, like, but it'll probably be more expensive as well.
Well, like,
the whole thing with the PSVR is that it's very reasonably priced.
How much is VR?
Do you think so?
VR is like $600 or $700. You want to get the HTC Vive, which is like the standard
PC. PSVR?
$350.
Yeah, I will say this about the PSVR though. They do apparently they've done very well with the hardware they have. They've made it work.
I'd love to get my hands on it.
Someday soon. Oh, remember I was talking about the Apollo 11 like VR experience?
Yes.
That, like, kickstarted or helped fund way back, maybe 2 years ago. Got an email there 2 days ago, 3 days ago, from this woman saying
you helped the kickstart, yeah?
Yeah, I just like contributed like £10 or whatever it was. And she emailed me saying,
"It is.
How do you want your code for the game?" And I was like, "What? It's out, like it's ready. So you can get it for Steam. You can get it for Steam, and you can get like a non-VR, you know, version because obviously you don't have a fucking VR to play it on. Or you can get it on PlayStation." And I was like, "I might get it on PlayStation. Give it to you when you get your PSVR."
Nice, thank you.
And I just come up and use it.
Fucking absolutely.
I think this is just leading us into our main topic perfectly, Dee, just now that you said that. And our question this week was more just to gauge the opinions of the guys as to, is online gaming, so this includes like your DLCs, your patches, your microtransactions, and your multiplayer, so strict multiplayer, is it ruining the gaming experience today?
Yeah, like overall.
Yeah.
To an extent, yeah, definitely.
I'll go straight off the bat with my answer. Of course it is. 100%.
See, we were talking about this briefly before we actually started the podcast, and my answer was yes.
Yep.
Straight away. Which it is. Of course, with the DLCs, you get that extra bit of gameplay.
Mm-hmm.
You know, without even being online. I think Resident Evil have actually done it. They have released a DLC.
Mm-hmm. They've got quite a few DLCs.
That's just campaign.
Yeah.
Which is pretty cool. Yeah.
I mean, that's grand. Like,
Chris Redfield's actually come back to the DLCs.
So yeah, have it, babe.
But
and come back, bitches.
Overall, nearly 90%. We'll go ahead and say 90% of games now are just constantly relying on their online. There's no thought process put into the campaign because that's literally what they don't care about. That's just quickly.
It costs. I read earlier on during the week. It costs developers almost double to make a campaign than it does for just a multiplayer experience.
Yeah, because multiplayer is like, it's just code and repeat.
Yeah, you know? As long as you're, obviously we don't know the ins and outs of developing games and whatnot, but
if you're making a campaign, there's a lot that goes into this. Your voice acting, and your graphics, your movements, you have all that to worry about.
Like a level, right? A level
all
in
your
campaign.
All your cutscenes, everything, you know.
Yeah. You compare a level, right? So say there's a level in your campaign, and there's a map in your multiplayer. You have to put more effort into the level in the campaign as you have to put in for the map in multiplayer. The map is going to be used thousands of times. The level in the campaign, you may play four times.
Yeah.
You know, if you play it in each difficulty or something.
Yeah.
And then that's it.
What is a big, big problem, and I definitely see it as a problem, and I read it during the week as well, and I totally agree with this, is that more and more are games that we have grown up very, very used to being single-player driven stories and campaigns. So the likes of your Mass Effects, your Uncharted, your Tomb Raiders, developers are now just slapping on an extra multiplayer experience onto these games.
Yeah.
Which is disappointing, in my opinion, being such a fan of these games.
I actually would. I used to agree with you, but now I don't.
You don't?
Because, right, Mass Effect 3 did exactly what you were saying. Strictly single-player game, up until the third one, they said, we're bringing a multiplayer. There was like, oh, there was such an outcry from the fans with that. They were like, this isn't a multiplayer game, this is a single-player game. What are you doing? It came out, and the multiplayer was great. It's probably some of the best multiplayer I've ever played. And it was integrated in such a way that it is related to the campaign, but it's also, you don't have to touch it. You can just leave it there.
Yeah.
Not touch it.
Do you know why, though, that was so good? Because they put a lot of effort into it, but it being their first time, they wanted to do it right. But are probably, you basing your whole like answer on that one game?
No, because another one of the examples he brought up was Tomb Raider, which is a game that, like they made a seriously good campaign for that.
Yeah.
I thought, anyway, Tomb Raider on Rise, I really enjoyed.
Absolutely. Yeah.
And I was like, this is grand. And then I was like, oh, there's also multiplayer, which I never even touched. But apparently it's okay. You know, it's so-so.
That's what I mean. Yeah.
They added it, you know, to have. And I think it didn't hurt the main gameplay.
Well, that's the main thing.
No, that's the point. It never takes away. But what I'm saying is that it's actually got to the point where games that used to be just primarily story-driven campaigns are now starting to add this multiplayer, because we're seeing so much influence from the bigger multiplayer games nowadays that we're shifting our focus from story-driven campaigns to multiplayer. So eventually, are we going to see a point where it's like literally just multiplayer, and then the odd, like, you know, Bethesda or someone just does this real big open world campaign story driven.
Yeah, well,
you know, see, your campaign in The Crew, which is a fucking awful game, is all online. You cannot play it offline.
So like, it's like Destiny.
So you have Titanfall. To. You're constantly, constantly on online, and if you want to play through the campaign, do the missions, you have to have it online. There's no way around it.
But that's. In my opinion, that's bad, because they're not expanding the ways you can play. They're restricting.
Yeah. Because you see, I know it's, and it comes back to this as well that we've always talked about, but we are a small minority in the gamer community.
Yeah, we can't play online.
But we can't play online, and we want to play these games. I would love to be able to pick up Destiny and play a really solid Halo-like campaign, but I can't because it's all online.
Crew, I waited for months and months and months, building up, reading everything about it. Couldn't wait for it. I got it as a Christmas present, actually. Stuck it in, and it was the year PlayStation Online got hacked.
Oh yeah, went down.
So I was not able to play it for 3 weeks.
That's insane.
That's
what I mean.
Fucked me off.
That restricted the way you could play.
Yeah.
Whereas Tomb Raider and Mass Effect, they just added options.
They just added it,
and they didn't, you know, they could have, like, taken money away from the campaign and time away from the campaign.
But they didn't. The campaign was solid, and then it just threw on.
That's the right
Assassin's
way to
Creed
do it.
Did it as well.
Actually. Yeah, they actually did very well.
That's what I mean. 90% of the creators out there are not doing it. They don't care about campaign.
It still just annoys me a little bit, though, the fact that they do this. Because I'm like, I know that it didn't take away from it, but I just think that the efforts focused on like that not so great Tomb Raider multiplayer. Had you just shifted those, it could have been an even better campaign.
That's true. That's very valid.
Look at Call of Duty adverts.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, it's just all multiplayer.
Yeah, you don't see anything in the campaign.
I think the last time I seen a campaign in it was Infinite Warfare, because Kevin Spacey was the lead.
Advanced Warfare.
What is Infinite? Oh, that was the one with Kit Harington.
This year's.
Yeah, I've seen a bit of Kit Harington. I seen Kit Harington once, and then it shifted to all multiplayer. I don't even know why they did that. It showed like Kit Harington. In their trailer, like, you know,
it's because it's Kit Harington,
and then it just focused straight into all the multiplayer action.
There's not enough effort being put in. There's just not.
It's not. It comes to that. So developers release these games, and they see that maybe, you know, after Infinite Warfare, it may not be performing just as well as they want, but that's okay, because they now have the option in this day and age to just start releasing packs and add-ons, DLCs to pretty much fix the game after you've bought the game, which is also disappointing.
Yeah, that's another thing that we've talked about before, I think.
Because what if we buy the game?
Yeah,
we can't fix the game.
There was a Tony Hawk game that came out, and it was like,
yeah,
the game, right?
It was so broke.
It's maybe like, it should have been maybe 30 gigabit, you know, size right on the disc. What you installed on your disc was maybe like 5 or 6 gigabit, and then you download like a 20 gigabit patch.
That's a disgrace.
If you didn't download the patch, you could do fuck all.
Yeah.
The game was in the patch.
That is.
They released it. They were under time pressure, so they released the game.
Yeah.
They pressed the disc before the game was ready, finished it online, or finished it and then, you know, pushed it out online. And it was like, you can't do that.
No.
You know, you just can't do that. Also, I disagree with things that were like, if you pay for the game, but like you can't, it's a multiplayer game, you're paying for the game, then you're paying again to play it online. Because, unless you're playing on PC, where it's free, like, but.
Do you know what? Regardless of how much we hate it, detest it, argue with it,
we still play.
It's the future.
Well, it is the future.
It's never going to change. It's only going to get worse.
But it's a shame, too, though, that these companies are doing this and charging for it. It almost falls into the microtransactions. We'll get to that. But you see, like, the likes of League of Legends, which is one of the biggest, if not the biggest, online gaming communities, and it's free.
Yeah.
You know, is it free? I didn't know that.
Yeah, and it's immensely profitable, and it comes in, the players don't mind shelling out like the $10 extra for like skins and stuff. Yeah, because the game itself, you know.
Yeah,
it's like whenever you get like, I remember like getting like, I used to be the type of person to download apps on my phone. I'd only ever get the free ones, you know, like because I'm not paying money for a fucking app. And then like you use an app so often or whatever, and it's like really good. You're like, fuck it, it's like £2. I'd give that to them because they made a good app.
Yeah,
and they don't throw ads in my face.
Yeah.
So yeah, grand.
Like take
you reward people for a good business practice.
Oh yeah.
The immensely, immensely popular and profitable Overwatch at the moment.
Yep.
Started out as Project Titan.
Right.
Which was this giant open world gaming experience.
That's crazy.
And they dialed it all back to 12 maps and characters and released that for multiplayer for online. And now look at how well it's doing.
You know, yeah, when you see that, game developers see that, they're like, why would we make a massive campaign?
Yeah.
When you can make a game that is, like, people are saying, a lot of people love that game beyond belief.
Yeah.
And, like, they're going to play that to death.
It's hard. Maybe it is just, a shallow-minded or narrow-minded way of thinking from us for the fact that we don't have the online capabilities, but it's very, very hard.
I do, though.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You know, and I still agree with what you're saying.
Yeah, I think, like, we're talking about something that you don't really think of because you do have it there.
Yeah.
But then when you realize, you know, like, why should I be paying for a game and then getting most of it in a patch later on?
Yeah.
Do you know what would be a good idea, though? For them to release the game, right, and sell it, say, at £20.
Yeah.
But if you want to go online, so you can play our campaign, but if you want to go online,
you pay more.
Download the patch for another £20.
Yeah.
So it means like so people like you aren't...
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you aren't spending £50 on 3 hours worth of game.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And like if people want to go online, you will pay the extra £20.
Yeah,
once you have the game,
it wouldn't be a bad idea.
Oh, in that sense, it would be a fucking torture. You'd be like, oh, just give me the whole bloody thing. From
I mean,
most
if you
people.
Wanted to play just online, then it's could you just pay £20 for
that
online?
The money that goes into making these games, and then whenever developers do release it, say a game sells for £40, they may only take about £15 of that back.
Yeah.
After,
but you know what?
You take out
publishers. And
that's
publishers
actually
hosting.
The future too. Discs and games and blah blah blah
will
not exist.
So that makes me so sad that the world is going this way because.
Yeah.
I even when it comes, you know, when it comes to DVDs and stuff, like so many people nowadays go on about Netflix. Everybody knows that I love nothing more than to have the hard copy of the actual thing.
I
love building
too.
A collection.
I
like, it's the exact same with games.
iTunes is a perfect example of that.
Yeah.
I will download an album I love. Today I did it.
Yeah.
Download Ed Sheeran's new album. Walked into Sainsbury's and bought the CD
the official
as well.
Thing. Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
it's showing support as well. I mean,
yeah, that's it. Like,
yeah.
It's kind of like it's this weird thing happening now in music, particularly. It's like, do you notice like people are getting vinyls more and more?
Yes,
vinyls are coming back.
Yeah. Because it's collectible and it looks good and it's like you want to have it. You know,
people love that old crisp sound as well.
Yeah,
you know that you just don't get from
modern
something
day. Authentic about it, isn't there? Just having it there.
Like you know what actually annoys me? I enjoy the Beatles, and I enjoy listening to the. Obviously, when they originally released, you know, it was all crispy and like a dirty track.
Yeah, and stuff, yeah.
Yeah, whereas now you cannot buy an album because it's been remastered that
yeah.
And you're like, oh, where's the old sound?
Yeah, you
actually
like that, yeah.
You know, so we will get to that stage with games. You'll be like, oh, where's the feel?
Yeah,
it's like a Crash Bandicoot. Like, you're like, you know, where's the shitty graphics? I don't want to play this remastered version. I want
to
play...
Do you know what? I'm really looking forward to the remaster. But over the weeks and with us talking about it numerous times and all... Regardless of how good it is, the old is going to be...
Yeah, it's going to stick
it's
out.
It's going to be...
the old is, like, yeah.
It's going to be the original forever, you know.
Microtransactions is also something that is absolutely killing...
It's a fucking...
Killing
despise it,
the gaming industry at the moment. I don't care
what
anybody
everything.
Thinks.
It's in everything.
Okay,
packs.
So... Packs. FIFA packs. There's
that's where it started.
You know, people have spent hundreds upon pounds... into these packs.
People have put themselves in debt over these
but
things.
Look, I found a very, very good example of this, and I couldn't help but laugh when I watched the video and read about this, because I thought this was a joke when I first read it, right? But, okay, so games are usually $60 to $80 in price in the States, okay? Which is fair enough, okay? That's what they expect to pay on a game. Same way we expect to pay $40 to $50 here, Train Simulator.
Brilliant game.
2015. But, right, listen to this, right? Train Simulator clearly thought... players weren't happy with paying that much money, so $60 to $80.
Mm.
So they threw in how many dollars in DLC?
$40.
No.
$120.
No.
Close?
That sounded close.
Go higher.
Whoa. 160.
$4,000.
Oh, fuck off.
You're joking.
You're full of shit.
$4,000 of DLC, each priced at roughly $20. This is just ridiculous because anyone who has any desire to play this game is going to immediately turn it off and delete it from their library once they reach the DLC screen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
$4,000 of DLC to add to a fucking train simulator game at $20 a pop.
I suppose you're like...
That's one of the worst things I've ever heard in my life.
One of the worst things I heard was, I think it was Mortal Kombat X did it, in that players can either gather these coins as they go along throughout the game, which enables them to unlock new abilities, and I'm not sure if it's like moves and skins and stuff like that, or they go to the crypt, it's called. And if they go to the crypt, they can pay $25 and buy it and move on just like that.
See, do you know what annoyed me? Call of Duty Black Ops done that as well.
Serves the lazy.
Yeah.
Black Ops 3, sorry. They introduced a thing called Crypto Keys, which allowed you to, you know, every time you played an online game, like you might have earned, depending on how good your score was, you might have earned 2 or 3 crypto keys. Yeah, and yeah. 30 was to unlock a rare supply box.
Yeah. All
so you opened
shit,
your rare supply box and blah, 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 you got whatever it is. And then they took that away from it because you could buy like 400 crypto keys for 30 quid or something. Yeah. You're like, stop milking it. Like,
but see, this is the thing, right? I don't agree with it in a game where you pay £60 and then you pay whatever, £5 a month for a multiplayer. And then they're asking for money on top of that.
Mm-hmm. Oh, your map packs are what?
Fuck
13 quid
off.
A go?
Like? But there's games like, I don't know, is Mortal Kombat X, is it free? Or do you pay for that game?
Oh, no, you buy that game.
That game, yeah.
Because I remember Killer Instinct for Xbox One when it came out. It's a free game.
Yeah.
So you download it, it's free to play, and you get a couple of characters free.
Yeah.
And you can fight with those characters, but that's it. If you want to get the rest of the characters, and you know, and like you see all the different moves or whatever, you pay per character.
Yeah.
Right.
So it's free to play, so you know.
Free to play, that's A-okay, but just touching on that point, Evolve?
Okay, so I think everyone's favorite.
Anyone who listens to
has
podcast,
there been a podcast yet where we haven't brought up Evolve?
No, and I hope that it continues that way. The ambitious 4v1 multiplayer game launched with a handful of hunters, 3 monsters, and a couple of maps. The lack of content quantity was only made worse with the announcement that the game's season pass.
Oh yeah.
Each skin was valued at $3, each character at $7.50, and $15 for the new monster. The section of the player base that had no interest in emptying their wallets for Evolve was impiety? Isolated?
I don't know.
I'm going to say immediately isolated and left behind. Evolve was always positioned as a hyper-competitive esport, and the high cost of entry meant that people's desire to try out the unique title quickly plummeted. So there you go, Patty. One of the reasons why Evolve feels so fucking bad.
A similar thing happened with them. I don't know if it's Infinite Warfare, but it's one of the newer CODs, where it's like there's better guns in packs, but those packs are only available if you buy them.
Yeah,
you can't even earn the coins for them. That's bullshit.
It's fucking You're locking terrible.
Away. See, there's a difference
you know
between
why?
Free to play.
Just because I won't fork out fucking £14 for one weapon.
Yeah.
Someone online is killing me a hell of a lot easier.
Yeah, it is bullshit. It's See, there's a difference between free to play. And it's not even free to play for COD, but free to play and pay to win.
Yeah.
Yes.
Because that game, you pay to win.
Yeah.
It's like, but the worst thing is, it's already on the disc, and publishers are making you pay to unlock something that is on the fucking disc. Do you know what I mean?
Mass Effect 3 did that very badly.
Yeah?
So Mass Effect 3 had day one DLC, which means you bought the game, right?
Oh,
Sticky Buns. We didn't review our suites yet as well.
I know, we'll get to after. That. Yeah.
Okay. So Mass Effect 3.
Calm down, James.
It's, Yeah, so the disc released with this DLC on it.
Yeah.
But it was DLC, so you had to pay for it to download it, but you don't download nothing because it's on the disc.
So it's already on the disc, but you just have to pay to pretty much... Yeah.
So they finished the game, right? And the game wasn't burnt to disc yet. So they were just, you know, developing all day, getting ready for the DLC. And they finished the DLC. Although there's actually debate about whether or not... Some people argue that they actually made the game with this... It's a character and a couple of missions you unlock.
Okay.
Some people say they made the game with this character and missions built in, and then they go, now we'll cut that, and then we'll just release this DLC.
But that's what I was saying about being able to buy a game at £20 and deciding to buy the online.
But I bought the game at £50.
Yeah,
I bought
no,
the full
yeah.
game, and there was a part of the game that they hadn't given to me. They just decided, no, you're going to pay more for that.
Yeah.
You're going to pay £15 the very first day. Like, it's not like they finished the game and then developed more for it.
Yeah,
they developed it and then they charged.
It was already there.
That was bullshit. Like.
No, I don't agree with that at all. I don't agree with microtransactions. I believe that I'm just really old school in the fact that I believe whenever I pay like £50 and I get my game, I expect everything to be on that disc for me.
I concur.
Absolutely.
I put it in and that's it. I play the game, I enjoy the game, I switch it off.
Yeah.
Great, I can go back to it anytime.
Like, sure, you can lock it behind, you might have to earn it. You have to like get so many kills, get so many matches played to get that item.
I don't believe in these fucking... Like, it's the same... Consoles kind of ties into this a wee bit because that's what annoyed me so, so much about the Xbox One, the fact that all these updates were needed constantly. When I bought a new game, it was like, oh, you need this update, so you got to go online. What annoyed me more, what annoyed me most, I think, was the day I bought... Okay, so picture this. Two guys who live in a very rural area, as you know. No internet... Well, internet capabilities, but we may as well not have internet capabilities. Yeah. So I go out and I spend £300+ on my new Xbox One. And I get it and I'm so excited. I'm tiptoe excited about this Xbox One. So I take it home and I turn it on.
Update.
The very, very first thing that comes on, connect to the internet.
Yeah.
It's because Xbox fucked up. They had planned this online only console.
Yeah.
And then they had to like turn around.
The place I used to work, actually, that's how I figured this out. We used to trade in consoles. And obviously I had to turn it on, test it, make sure it worked. Turned it on, connected it, connected to the internet. I can't. I'm in work. How am I supposed to test this console?
Right, now, how did you test it?
I couldn't. I was like, sorry, that doesn't meet our criteria.
Are you serious? You just couldn't take an Xbox One back?
Yeah. It was fucking ridiculous. It was Xbox design
fault. That is what I thoroughly enjoy now about having my PS4, and that I got Horizon there yesterday, and the latest console or hardware update or whatever came on the disc.
Yeah.
Yes.
And it took me about 10 minutes to install it and the game.
Yeah.
And I was away.
That's PlayStation.
And Horizon is phenomenal.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I couldn't get over it. And that happened, and an update on my Xbox One caused me to lose my save game for about 5 or 6 of the most recent games I've been playing. So my Rise of the Tomb Raider gone, Sunset Overdrive gone, Fallout 4 gone, fucking Minecraft crazy, gone. Man. 4 of my biggest games gone.
That's
it's bullshit.
Heartbreaking.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And you had to connect to internet to do that.
Exactly. I had to connect.
That's the insult.
Do you know what the insult was? So I connected, so I took it to my girlfriend's house and I plug it in and I connect to the internet and I... you know, I don't have to sign in because it's just automatically updating. So it's updating. I unplug it all. I put it back in my bag. I drive back home. I plug it in. I go to load my profile. My profile hasn't been updated.
Oh, my God.
I have to take it back to her house, turn it on, go into each profile I have, and let those update.
Oh.
Then drive back home.
What? That's madness.
Yeah. So it wasn't just the actual hardware, like the console itself. Each profile, Microsoft account had to be updated.
That's a joke.
Fucking bizarre.
I had to remember these Microsoft passwords that I made for these things. Yeah, that I made for these... Because each fucking account that I wanted to make... So you know that beforehand, like, anyone who came over to the house, you know, you can make your wee avatar.
Yeah.
I had to think of all these fucking email addresses and passwords to put these accounts on. And, like, I don't remember those emails, so I had to start creating new emails. So I was there for, like, 2 hours just trying to update a couple of accounts so I could get home. It was to play 7 days to die, too, which didn't merit the half of the work that went into it.
The effort, the hassle.
But it was just incredibly annoying that happened. It happened as well that once the console actually got going, we had a spell in my house where the internet capabilities did get, for some reason, bizarrely quick. And I was like, holy shit, you know, this is I'm going to make the most of this. So my Xbox 360 was connected to the internet. And I didn't realize my Xbox One had connected as well. Didn't realize. A couple of days later, my internet had got slow. All of my games began to update. It stopped, and each one of them were queued for update, and I could play none of them until they all updated. Not one of them would come on. It would just come up queued for update.
It's such a design fault. Like, could you know, on PlayStation, if that ever happened, you can continue without update.
Yeah,
and just you don't get the latest thing.
It just makes so much sense.
Like. Yeah, it's like, would you like to continue? Because in mine.
That's the first thing that happened when I plugged in the PS4. It came up, would you like, you know, you can connect online to get the latest update. You don't have to. Would you like to continue?
Yeah. Yes.
Welcome to PlayStation.
Yeah. There's
everything you need.
It's so perfect. You know what
I mean? And I get all my trophies offline too.
Yeah,
that's the some there, even though I'm on fiber optic, there's some there that might take an hour for whatever reason.
God fucking
love we have no chance.
I updated Forza. They're like over about 3 days. I'm serious.
I don't want to wait an hour, so it's just, continue without updating. And it'll, you know, when I'm later on watching Netflix or something, it'll update in the background.
It's
lovely.
My Xbox is that too. Like, it updates to the background or whatever. Yeah. I just leave it on overnight, like, and it updates the things grand. Updating, right?
If you turned yours off, would it go back to the start?
No.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's decent too. Like.
But Forza was updating, and then it was, like, 20% through, and it came up, like, ready to start. And I was like, great! I can play it with it still updating. Jump in and hit start and it like loads up Forza and the music starts playing. I was like, yeah, can't wait to play some Forza. And it comes up on the fucking bottom right corner, loading. Why would you let me start the game to tell me it's loading?
That's the exact same thing that happened with, I think it was Ultimate Edition.
Yeah.
So it came on, you know, when you put the disc in, and it's like installing, and I was like, okay, and I got like 20%, and it's like, you can start your game. I was like, oh my god. Opening cutscenes, and it comes up campaign. You press campaign, it's like, no.
Yeah,
this isn't even installing.
The game's installed.
Oh right, okay.
And it's updating from the internet, ready to start. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool. And it's like still loading. Like, fuck's sake, what's the point in starting? Like,
no, to me, online DLCs, patches, season passes, microtransactions, anything that you have to pay extra money for in a game is a big, big no-no.
Yeah, when you start pushing games into the £100 mark.
Yeah.
Oh, even before that, but I mean, when it starts going over £100, you have to start questioning what the fuck.
What am I paying for here?
Yeah.
Fallout did that. They released like a season pass, as every fucking game does these days. And it was like £35 or £40, and you got like four pieces of DLC. And then they announced that we're not doing four pieces of DLC, we're doing like eight.
Aye.
Like, we're gonna push the DLC in this. And then we're like, our season pass is going to go up in price because it's twice as much. So I think it went up to like £50 or £60.
That's a joke.
Combine that with a game, that's like £110, £120. But to be fair to Bethesda and them, they said if you buy it before the end of the month at £30,
it's going to stay at £30.
Like, you get all the content for the same price.
But FIFA is hands down the worst because everybody's obviously chasing Ronaldo, Messi.
Yeah.
You know, blah,
so
blah,
you're
blah.
Paying to win.
And what are them? I've never played Ultimate Team. I have no interest in it at all. I don't know how much a pack is. You know, but
see,
let's say it's
£3.
You can
earn the coins for a pack or whatever it is, the tokens for a pack, by just playing matches.
Oh, can you? Yeah.
Yeah, you don't have to pay, but like, if you're, you know, you're
but
never...
But people become addicted.
Yeah.
You know, and what do you get? Like, you get like six players in a pack, and all six could be the worst.
Yeah.
So you're chasing the big names, and you're going to keep going.
You can get like bronze, silver, gold pack, right? And if you get a gold pack, you get like one gold player, two silver, and a bronze.
Yeah, and how much is gold pack?
$12.99
or something.
Yeah, something stupid. That is crazy money, like. Crazy money.
You get like an ultra gold pack. And like
in a sense, it's ruining gaming.
We will stick to our LAN parties. We will stick to our old school gaming. We will stick to our offline the best we can.
I think that's something both consoles need to, like, obviously PlayStation have done a fucking decent job.
Yeah.
It's focused on, it's like, people don't play online all the time.
No.
Don't just assume that it's going to be there, because it's not. Xbox needs to sort that shit out.
I was also just to mention that we were saying that games are tending to push more towards the multiplayer. That was something I have to say I was a little disappointed in Battlefield, that their campaign was exquisite, only it was like, it felt like it was an hour long.
Yeah.
And they just pushed the multiplayer.
That's
like
it.
Crazy,
like,
you know what I mean?
They're gonna.
It felt like I easily could have sat and played another 10 hours of that campaign.
Yeah.
You know, I thoroughly, thoroughly enjoyed it. And yes, it is making me want another one, but I know it's got to be more or less the same. They're gonna focus on all their they're gonna focus on their multiplayer flaws.
Well, they are. Yeah, well, that's just it. And so's COD, like.
Yeah.
Because that's why people buy the game.
Well, they say that COD are going back to their roots, so hopefully we see that in the sense that it will also go back to its roots with campaigns driven by games driven by amazing stories by campaigns that people want to play.
Actually, because that's the way we interpreted that. Is, they're going back to the roots. We're going to get a good campaign again. What but a lot of people heard that they're going, they're going to bring back like the COD 4 multiplayer system.
Yeah.
And you're I couldn't care less.
It's one of them things that you just can't believe until you see it.
Yeah,
and it'll be November before we even get close to it.
And like, you haven't a clue what they say they're going back to the roots, like.
That could mean anything.
Yeah, going back to their roots, to them, that could be them. You know, obviously they're pleasing fans by saying this, but like you said, it could be
talk is cheap. Like,
just it could just be a simple case of
taking space away, taking the
taking space away, taking the exosuits away, fixing these little bugs in multiplayer that people were pissed off with. You know. Going back to the way, pretty much rewriting the code for like the World at War multiplayer, the Modern Warfare multiplayer.
I don't expect much from it. I really don't.
I'm looking forward to see where especially if it's set in Vietnam, obviously, because I'm a big fan of real life war.
You know, until
good
we play it,
is just keep expectations low.
That sounded really bad. I do not condone war.
I love seeing some good war.
In our opinions, in your opinions, gentlemen, does it is online gaming DLCs? Patches, microtransactions, multiplayer. Is it ruining the gaming experience today?
Well, I see. We did talk a lot about the negatives there.
Yeah.
I think there's like a lot of positives to it as well.
Definitely.
Because like, I mean, the fact that you can get DLC. Here's a little tidbit, actually, that I read in the news. the Witcher 3 DLC, they got designers, animators to design over 7,000 animations, new animations for a piece of DLC.
Was that Blood and Wine?
Blood and Wine, I think.
But that was a DLC. Yeah, exactly. That was a DLC that people were saying had it went up against some of the actual games from last year, it would have wiped the floor.
But you know,
it's a DLC. Why didn't they just not make it another game?
You see, that's the thing. They could have done that and charged £60, but they didn't. They made a DLC and charged it £25 or
£30. That's an example of how But you see, that was from The Witcher, who are already a campaign-driven story.
They're
single
player only.
Exactly, yeah.
The thing is, if there was no such thing as online, if there was no online connections, you couldn't have got
that.
And if you were going to get it, it would be on a disc and it would be substantially more expensive.
Well, I think we're sort of all decided. There is, we've sat with the negative points tonight. Yeah. There is strong points as well, but the negatives
completely. I mean, look what Overwatch is doing at the moment. It's phenomenal. Yeah.
But I think the negatives outweigh the positives.
I think
overall.
On console it does, because this is the thing I was thinking about. Like, if you think about like PC gaming, it's always been quite internet connected, because it's only existed. Well, it's existed longer than internet has, obviously. But like,
that's always been the way. So they're not doing anything wrong, really. Whereas we were used to one thing and it's changed dramatically.
It's because, it's been brought into us later.
A lot of it doesn't affect me, but my overall answer to your question is yes.
It is ruining the experience.
Because, and for the simple fact of, when we were younger, we bought a game, we got that game.
Yeah.
Nowadays, you don't.
That's right.
It would be 100% fine if we didn't have to fork out any more money. If they said to us, look, the first DLC for Call of Duty, the games were released in November. January, you're getting your first DLC, but it's costing you nothing.
Yeah.
It'd be a different ballgame.
Yeah.
That's it, you see.
I sit on that side of the fence as well, only down to the fact that because me and you, we don't have the internet capabilities for all this.
Yeah, we probably even talk about this if we had good internet.
Exactly. However, I still have the ability, and you have the ability as well, of lifting our console, taking it to someone's house who does have the capabilities, and downloading what we want. We just don't.
Yeah. We shouldn't have to. Yeah.
It's very much influenced my choice of games and, how I play games, hence the co-op bros, We've always valued sitting down, gaming side by side. That couch news co-op. Of Halo returning to split screen has us very much excited. Yep. We're very much old school, I think.
Oh, yeah. And it's not necessarily that we want to be, although I do want to be.
Yeah.
But it's like, we're
like
not being given the opportunity.
I thoroughly enjoy keeping up to date with what's going on in the gaming world nowadays. And I just hope that it doesn't push too much into the multiplayer and that we still continue to see these fantastic story-driven campaigns,
Do you know what I think would be a fantastic story-driven campaign?
What's that, Ted?
The new Spider-Man, Homecoming.
Oh, it's going to be fantastic.
Yeah.
The film?
It's going to be amazing.
Or the game?
Game.
Is it called Homecoming?
Maybe not. I'm not sure.
No, it's just called. Is it not just called Spider-Man?
It could well be.
Spider-Man.
I don't know.
Or Amazing Spider-Man?
But that campaign is going to be brilliant because they're not going to.
Can't wait for that.
It can't really be online, can it?
Well, you don't know.
There will be, yeah.
You could probably.
Suits.
Oh, skins and shit, yeah. There'll be DLC, but I don't think there'll be like a multiplayer component.
I don't know. They could probably do. You could choose to be Spider-Man against villains.
It's open world.
That would
villains.
Be pretty cool. They open did that with Batman, and it kind of worked.
Yeah.
You could be Batman and Robin.
We don't know. They haven't released villains. That much about it, but that will be,
In
my opinion, probably the next actual proper.
Well, to me, look at Horizon.
Oh, yeah, Horizon.
Horizon's out, though.
Is just
I mean, for
Mass Effect.
For the upcoming.
Perfect example of.
Fuck yeah. Although it'll have
I've never played
well.
It though, so I don't.
It will
really
have multiplayer though, so think about that as well.
Lots of interesting points rattling about there tonight, gentlemen. Your opinion, D? Your overall opinion? Is it ruining?
I think I'm kind of glad that it's there. It needs to be handled better by game developers, publishers, and console makers. If a game is expanding the way you can play with multiplayer, perhaps it was restricting the way you can play with multiplayer. Sort it out.
Yeah. There you go.
That's
everything you need to know about how we feel about this. And if you have any other suggestions yourself, we're affected by any of the topics covered in tonight's
call this
episode.
Hotline.
Do get in touch with us. Please do get in touch with us. Let us know what you think. Is online, robbing you of your experience, your gaming experience? Is it hindering what you play? Is it channeling you down this road as to what you can play? Is it hindering your choices of games? Let us know. Get in touch with us. Or on the other side, does it help you? I mean, are your influences completely based by I'm buying this for the multiplayer? I'm doing this to play with my friends.
Let us know.
Do you know what though? I just popped into my head there. A game that has created an ultimate story as well as what is now picking up considerable speed online is GTA 5.
Oh, yeah.
The campaign in it was fantastic, and online, there's not a bad word to say about it.
Well, you know? No, it was very bad at launch.
Oh, yeah. But I mean, now that it's gaining fucking momentum.
That's very true. That's a perfect example of a game.
How it should be done. Yeah. You know, if it takes you the 4 or 5 years to do it.
Yeah.
Take the time.
That game cost like millions to make, but worth every fucking penny.
There's still outselling most games. The Shark GTA 5 credit cards that you can buy in the Xbox store, PlayStation store. Loaded with money for online. I wouldn't mind that. I don't mind that at all. You know, if I was really into my online, you know, pay £20 for like fucking £1 million on your credit card.
Kind of teeters for me on pay to win, but
Fair enough. I mean, because they put so much effort into the campaign, I'd be willing to. That's true, I'm trying to say.
And if they're constantly up, I remember they gave like a right few free updates as well. GTA Online. That was pretty serious.
Wasn't a very light podcast as it has been in the latest weeks, but we will turn it light now by
reviewing some sweets
is right. Yay. So what sweets have we tonight? We have
the table discussion started last week when we decided to start reviewing sweets.
Yeah,
and we got a bit carried away this week. I mean, it only happened last week. Because we had two.
Oh, he's looking at jelly. Oh yeah, jelly baby mascot.
Because we had two bags of sweets on the table, and now we have. Four? Well, we did have
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6
and buns.
Yeah. Chris actually went ahead and made his Werther's original sticky chocolate marshmallowy bun.
Yeah, I did.
And did you make them?
Of course, I fucking made them.
Well, you didn't make the fucking Montage. No response to that.
No, I did not. We had so many. We're obviously not going. We're going to review two sweets because.
Which two though?
I was hoping to review these, but they're all gone. I got a taste one.
I had one of them. Fuck you guys.
You
did have one, did you not? I only had one.
How do I pronounce that?
Luke.
Dynamite strawberry sticks. Luke.
I know, but that there.
Luke strawberry
Luke
dynamite.
Is it Luke?
It's Luke. They're on the ground.
Anyway, they're gone. So our two sweets tonight. Are we good? Yeah, let's go with these and let's go with these.
All right. Why haven't you opened those?
Okay, let's open them. So, D, you do this because you did this. Fucking irritates me. I hate that.
I know.
I'm the one that edits this. And I know. I can fucking hear is rattling, vaping.
Oh shit! I didn't even realize.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure, you didn't.
God. I didn't even realize.
I thought it was vaped straight into the mouth. At least mine was intentional.
Christ.
Not low stuff.
Okay. Let me do this.
I did not have high hopes for them, but they are fucking delicious.
They're good. This is why we need a video for
D, tell us what we have.
Okay, sorry. Okay.
Smell these.
I wanted you to smell them. They smell good. Okay, so we got a treat here for kids and grown-ups. Haribo Tankmaster.
It suits us fine, team. We're here with Granddad.
Oh, I'm sorry, pal. We didn't like
that. Fucking right. You're sorry.
I don't know. They're Haribo Tankmasters. They're pretty fucking ubiquitous. Everyone knows what they are. Okay. Have a smell of those, Chris.
Okay, let me smell these.
You gotta smell these. They smell delicious.
Okay.
They smell great.
They're very overpowered with cola bottle and cherry.
That's why they're so good, though.
But you have to smell them. This is part of reviewing.
It's like wine tasting. You actually don't taste them. You just smell.
Yeah.
You gotta make your review based on that.
Now, Paddy, close your eyes and I'll place one onto your tongue.
We have sweets with cheese and wine.
Okay, so we have the Tang Fastic. These were £1 to buy. No artificial colors or flavoring. £1. Okay, so first of all, quantity. That's we're a getting quite
bag,
a lot.
Yeah.
If I went through that entire
bag. But
that's
a problem with Haribo.
Why?
Quality? Quantity?
Quantity is a problem? Mm-hmm. Too much? Well, you're saying too much is a problem.
Have you ever had a full bag of Haribo?
Yeah, and I do feel incredibly
extremely sick after. Yeah.
That's on you, like.
Exactly. No one is saying buy these and eat them all.
Oh, to be
fair. No, yeah. I know that, but what I'm saying is no matter what Haribo sweet you eat, they always make you ill.
It's gelatin.
Any sweet you eat.
Yeah. I think gelatin has a very, very strong, makes a lot of people feel sick.
Is that the stuff that comes from cows?
Yeah. Not suitable for vegetarians. So, here we go. We have blackcurrant, carrot, elderberry, grape,
carrot,
hibiscus, kiwi, lemon, mango, passion fruit, safflower, and spirulina flavoring and elderberry extract.
And you can taste it, let me tell you.
220 grams for £1. Let's get stuck right into this, D.
Okay. What do I go for?
I don't know.
I'll just go random.
Yeah.
Get my fingers all over the sweets. I got a cola bottle.
Oh, geez. No, go again. You can't review a cola bottle, man. What does it taste like? Cola. Obviously,
I think I got a cherry this time. Oh, no, no. Oh, I got a cherry.
Go with the middle one. That's different.
I got a cherry. I got two cherries attached to the. What is that?
I don't know. It's a dummy. A key?
A key?
I'm going to go with this.
I got to eat the key.
I'm pretty sure these are crocodiles, by the way. These little crocodiles.
Oh, yeah. They look like crocodiles.
So, do you want to go ahead and review?
Yeah. Let's try. Well, we shouldn't do this at the same time, or it's going to be both of us munching.
Okay, I'll go first.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
So he's nodding.
Where'd you go, German?
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's good, yeah.
Patty here.
Okay. I'm going next.
I'm going to say, all right, I'm going to start off by saying they're better than Wham, the softies that we had last week.
That's chewy. That's like saying it's better than Evolve.
It's good. It's certainly not my favorite, I have to say. I was a bit like, that was definitely a black currant or blackberry crocodile I had there. And yeah, I can see why they would make you feel sick after quite a few.
Yeah, mine wasn't great either.
No. I mean, they are tangy.
They are tangy.
They are what
I
they
like
say.
The tang.
Yeah, tang-fastic.
All I know is that if I got a cherry there or a cola bottle, which you didn't let me eat, it'd be a winner.
Yeah, exactly. But everything
I had a cherry.
You went for the cherry?
I had a cherry, yeah. What do you want to pick? I'm not a big fan of Haribo. The only Haribo I like is actually in the... What's the blue pack?
Oh, the Starmix.
Starmix, the wee jelly babies.
Oh, yeah. Oh, they are lovely.
They are delicious. I could eat them to end.
No, that's the super mix. That's the red bag. The red bag is the wee jelly babies.
Yes, you're right.
Actually, the blue bag is the wee gummy bears in them.
Yeah, and the hard
And then
chip.
You have the gold bears. Yeah.
I'm eating the cola bottle now.
I could eat the jelly babies, but to me, when you chew down that... Your jaw knows you're chewing down the Haribo like that. Yeah. They're hard.
Yeah.
And it's not as if they're hard because they're ice cold or anything. They're hard because that's just...
I can't believe we're doing this.
you kind of have a suck on a Haribo, though.
Do you?
I do, yeah.
Well, you could with that because they're fizzy.
Yeah. That's what I like. If you had to tell me to pick a pack of Haribos, I'd get the Tangfastics every time.
I just wouldn't. I'd get
sick of them.
rating out of 5.
See, I'm on the cola bottle now and it's a lot better. I'm going like 3-4 now. Probably a 4.
What?
You sure?
You get out.
I love Tangfastic.
I'm sticking with a solid just pushing 2.
I'm going with a 2.
Are you serious?
Take
a fucking cherry there.
I'm as serious as a heart attack. Don't tell the American we're eating cherries.
Why?
That kid loves. This is why he's not here this week. He has a problem with cherries. There's a lot of chewing in
them. Yeah, isn't there?
I like that though.
I don't like a sweet that's work.
It's
mouthwatering.
That's what I like about Tangfastic.
Yes, and a Werther's original is not effort to eat. It's rock solid.
No, but I would suck a Werther's, so.
Oh, no. That fucking cherry is unreal. This gets better and better. It builds.
James, you're wrong.
That to me is a solid 2.
Yeah, 2.
4.
I'll go with that.
4.
Are you 4?
For sure.
They're for gorgeous. Real?
And divide 2 into 4? 2. So.
Divide 2 into 4?
Yeah. Hey, land.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Let's move on. This was my. Let's just say the Tangfastics were D's choice. Moving on to the.
One pounders.
Thank you, Patty. Best value and quality. These are the super jelly beans.
Yeah.
And
they are quite super.
I'm going to go ahead
quite large.
With an orange one. They are quite large. They're bigger than regular jelly beans, but not enormous. What I like about these is you think they're going to be quite soft. They have got a bit of a bite to them, but they don't last as long as those shit.
We actually are doing this.
Well, yeah. I think regular jelly beans are better.
You're just saying that because I guessed your time fast.
No, I'm serious. They're just no.
You can have a few of these now.
Regular jelly beans.
The green one is excellent. Red one is excellent.
What is the green?
Have a green. It's fucking gorgeous.
The yellow one's not bad.
I didn't like the yellow one.
Like vanilla or coconut or some shit.
Oh, I'm not fond of them. Vanilla.
I didn't like the white. I didn't like the yellow, but the red and green.
Pink is very superb. Good. And blue was excellent. But I had all the blues.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Let's try half an orange.
Yeah, I'll give an orange a go.
That to me, that sweet right there is a solid 3.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Yellow is good, fuck. Orange.
Do you like yellow?
Yeah.
I had this conversation with the American during the week, and he gave me his views to express. Now, I have never seen anybody get as excited over one sweet, and he gave a 4.9.
That's ridiculous, and I don't even want to hear that.
Those?
No. To those cherries.
No.
You know the cherries that we have in this big jar? He gave a 4.9.
Oh, no.
Why not?
Not
4.9, but 4.
I told him the exact same thing. I told him he should
be. Sweet.
No.
They're not a 4.
They're definitely not a 4. I'm
shocked. What is a 4? What is a 4?
A 4. I know. I came up with a 4. I have a 4 for me. A 4, personally for me, is a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
No.
You're a fucking weirdo.
And what we had earlier. Hershey's Cookies and
Cream. Oh, fuck.
Oh, yeah.
That's a 4.
No. No, chocolate bars.
Really good. The green are really
good. Are we including chocolate bars in this?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, are we?
No,
we're not. It's not a sweet.
You're leaving the territory of sweets here. Oh, no!
Hey, Jelly Baby.
He nearly fell.
Stand
Can't
him up.
Go punching walls, Chris.
Stand him up.
Yeah, look at that.
Here, Annie is right. The wife said this to me the other day, and I completely forgot about it. Campinos.
Yep.
Gorgeous.
Nope. The little hard circular red
yes.
and white.
Oh, yes.
I think you used to get them in Little.
You used to get them fucking all over the place, but they don't do them anymore.
What are they like?
Like we hard, they're like driving sweets. You know what a driving sweet is?
Yeah.
A sweet you have in your glove box?
Yeah.
Okay, so they're...
Are they white front on the yeah. outside and red in the middle?
No.
No.
That's like, a clove rock.
Clove rock, yeah. Well, that's what I was thinking when he said
like
a white
like
thing.
A, you know a hypnotist wheel?
Yeah.
When he red I get what you're
talking. Are they like minty tasted? No.
No. They're like strawberries and cream.
And they are delicious.
Don't like them. I don't really like the cream. Like flavored sweets at all.
Yeah.
Peaches and cream.
Kind of sickening.
Fantastic. I would definitely 100% give... My highest rating so far is probably a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup.
No.
I'm not fond of I don't like Reese's Pieces really at all.
No, I'd go with that. I'd go with that too.
Big peanut butter fan myself. Nothing peanut butter can't cure. Got a scratch, rip some peanut butter. Got a sore head, smear some peanut butter.
I've seen him do it.
I do not believe it.
It does not work.
So what is your highest rating then?
Highest rating?
We haven't found one at this table yet.
No. Yeah, you won't know until you taste it.
What do you guys think of those?
I didn't like them.
Okay, go for it.
I did. I really loved them.
Yeah.
They were really tasty.
Yeah.
That's
why there's 3/4 of a bag sitting still at our table.
Oh, I am just... I couldn't... I'm forcing sweet. No.
I must say, guys, that the pre-podcast dinner this evening...
It was good.
That gala dinner that we attended was... it was tremendous.
It was good.
It was probably the best...
The feast.
Try our bucks I've ever had.
My chips were a bit shit.
I think the one last
although that's what I get for
next. No, I think this one was the best.
I walked in 5 minutes after you and got served 10 minutes before you.
Yeah,
I know. Christopher's fucking goujons.
Christopher's not even that. He's got the fresh chips, so I got the fucking scraps.
I had to get goujons.
You had to, yeah.
Yep.
Oh, I wish
I had to make a big song
too,
and dance about it, too.
It looked unreal.
And my chicken supreme.
And the chicken supreme. Chicken Supreme would have took 5 minutes, but you had to get goujons.
7 minutes. But I got 7 goujons. Should only have got 4 or 6. They give me 7.
4 or 6. What did you pay for 4 or 6?
6 was 3.50.
Probably 6. Like. Your meal can just set 9.48.
Jeez, thanks, Mom.
No, Chris.
Mine came to a 10.
Thanks for keeping tabs on me.
Because Chris was about to buy, he said it 3 or 4 times, he's going to get the Super FT meal.
Oh,
or the Supreme
right.
FT meal, and it was $9.49.
That is disgraceful. The food's not that good. It's not
gourmet
but it was, food.
It was, that was a large chip with the Super sauce and a Philip burger.
Yeah. No, that was the Chicken Supreme and the Philip burger.
What the fuck are we talking about?
If you go into a chippy and
get
that.
You were about to get, and you didn't get.
The Super FT.
Yeah.
That is the...
It was a Chicken Supreme.
Oh, I'm so confused. We need a Friar Tuck representative.
The most you would pay for that in a chippy would be $6.50.
Oh, God, what am I saying? The most what?
$6.50 you'd pay for that the most in a chippy.
Yeah.
For a large chip and a chicken filler burger with all the works.
I have to say, like, I normally get very... Like, this is one thing I am really fucking anal about, is whenever I order food and it's either of crappy quantity or crappy flavor and I feel cheated because I paid the money for it.
Yeah.
I did not feel cheated tonight with the quantity of food I got. I was stuffed.
Like.
Yeah. It was very, very good.
Yeah.
And I went for a Sprite.
Well, did you?
That
was
the
drink? Yeah. That was a bit random, but what do you think?
I wasn't going to go for the milkshake because I knew I had a lot of food to get in me.
Yeah, yeah.
So I went for a Sprite.
You got to wait for the milkshake to melt a bit before it's even remotely drinkable.
Exactly.
I had a
preparing myself
a water.
For the 10K.
Water.
He did have water and it was...
I thought... Hindsight,
how was your Monster?
Oh yeah, it's really nice.
Harped on about it for weeks. Is it good?
Yeah, it's a good recommendation.
It's as close to Code Red Mountain Dew as I've found.
I've never had that.
Well,
I'm not a big fan of Mountain Dew.
It's zero sugar as well. That's good. I guess.
No.
Not a big fan at all.
No.
Of Mountain Dew?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like Mountain Dew.
I love Mountain Dew.
I would, no.
We're just sipping a bottle of Mountain Dew.
No, this stuff. This
I do enjoy the Monster Green. I like it.
Oh, I have about fucking 9 or 10 cans out at the house.
Why?
Just do. Wow. We had like a fucking like 12-pack of Dr. Peppers and Monster cans.
That's right,
and Fantas. Fantas and the Dr. Peppers are gone.
Quick fire question. His eyes dropped there.
I don't like quick fire questions.
Quick fire question.
Really?
Is ready?
If you could wipe one game from your memory and experience it again completely fresh, what game would it be?
Oh.
Quick fire.
Tomb Raider 4, nice. Mass Effect 2.
Mass Effect 2. I haven't thought this through because I don't have a fucking game.
Quickfire, Paddy. Quickfire. Come on.
You've had this question for how long and you haven't thought about the answer?
Today.
Like, quickfire, Paddy. You haven't answered. Paddy.
Stop.
Oh, God, no. That's when I leave for the next one.
Stop. Oh, what do you call it?
Evolve.
No, Fahrenheit. Definitely. Fahrenheit,
oh, nice. Yeah. I was going to say The Last of Us, and then I'm like,
good shout as well.
Last of Us was better.
Before we actually do wrap up, I just want to say once again a massive, massive thank you to everybody who's got in touch with us over the past week or so. From the beginning, actually, but especially the past week or so. From episode, I think, 5 went up to now, and we have received probably our biggest influx in comments and likes, in subscriptions and likes to the page. The traffic through the site for us is incredible at the minute. If we could just start directing some of that traffic to our YouTube page, it would be...
That'd be great.
It'd be an exceptional help. Obviously, we're not forcing anybody to go there. We would love you to get there. No, I'm not going
to
do it.
Go to the fucking page.
You don't have to. But if you do go there, it would be very, very much appreciated. We would love you to check out some of our videos. We're not asking for the subscribes. We just want to hear your comments. We want to know what you think of the actual videos. Get in touch with us. Let us know. Let us feature some of your questions on our podcast. Who knows, someday when we are big and famous, we will look back and thank you for those questions that made us. Thank you for everyone who has supported us and stuck with us. And remember, you can find this podcast and all of our podcasts on YouTube, www.youtube.com. I think people know where to go.
One more time for clarity.
Just search for XI Gaming. You can find the latest of our podcasts on SoundCloud. I'm not going to say all of them. You can find the latest 2 every time, if you know what I mean. So you get them in 2s there. As well as our podcast and YouTube page, you can check out all the latest videos that we do. We have some exciting and big stuff coming in the next coming months. Co-op Bros Let's Play of Horizon Zero Dawn and Paddy Max's playthrough of Resident Evil 7. So those are 2 massive games that you do want to check out. You can get us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram with Team Excite and Excite Gaming, and of course our website, www.excitegaming.com. You will get all of our latest blogs. Be sure to check some of those out. Some of those are absolute gold. Any news that we do, have?
Self-praise is no praise, Chris.
Any news that we may have to share with you, you'll get it there. And anything you guys want to add?
No.
It's been another successful night. Episode 7 is wrapped up. Thank you guys for listening.
Oh, the Oscars happened.
But this is XI Gaming, home of the empty promises. Thank you, and good night.
Goodbye.
Bye-bye.